Yeah, Robin Akiva, Anita Podcast, episode number 152. What's my age again? Although it's the first time that we are playing this particular game here on the podcast, but we are back once again, and here we are to talk with a man who hosts 3.5 podcasts. Here he is. It's Uncle Kiwi, Kiwi Wings.
Should we have just called this What's My Age and save What's My Age again for the sequel?
The sequel.
Is that what you're saying? Yeah.
No, well, maybe, we should this, be so maybe lucky. The sequel should be What's My Age Again, Again.
Again. Perfect. Okay. Mm-hmm. You nailed it.
Yeah.
I'm already excited for the sequel now.
Okay. All right. Okay. We went back and forth last week. Should it be What's My Age Again or What's Your Age Again?
Ah, great question. Well, we have, you know, the person who's worked on this episode very, you know, diligently here. So maybe she can be the tiebreaker if it's what's my age or what's your age again. But before we ask her, I wanted to say your age changed this week.
Yes, I'm 1 year older than when the last podcast.
A lot of buzz for Rob's birthday this year.
Yeah.
One of the hottest birthdays on social media.
Did you
add like you have like 200 podcasters in your RHAP stable because you realize like that's at least 200 people that have to wish me a happy birthday now.
So you feel like that knowing me for 7 years, you feel like that's what I've been going for. Of like,
no,
like
I don't think so.
But now really it's like, how do I get more people talking about my birthday? Mm-hmm.
Well, I didn't tell a couple things about your birthday.
Yeah.
First of all, you rate my birthday message on a scale of 1 to 10. You could be honest. Was it good?
Yeah. 7.
Okay, fine. I tried to do a countdown of the best October 20th birthdays.
Yeah.
I thought saying John Krasinski from Leatherheads was funny,
angle but no, than, didn't really. Other people, yeah,
didn't really. What does that mean? I was like vertical.
No, I mean that
was the angle.
You had an original take. You had like a
different angle. Yeah.
Well,
I'm not just going to be like I can't be sincere ever. You know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Not my thing. And the other embarrassing thing was, someone was just for background. People were posting happy birthday messages to you from the RHAP Instagram account all day. And your social media manager,
yes,
Anna, I believe, was posting them, right?
Yes.
So I fell asleep on the couch at about after midnight, which was about 5 p.m. Eastern time. And I was awoken. I had my phone in my hand when I fell asleep. I was awoken by a bunch of buzzes in a row.
Yeah.
And it was an alert saying like, oh, you got tagged by RHAP Instagram. I'm like, okay, fine. I went to click on the message, but I was also like 90% asleep. And next thing I know, like I hear like, hello, hello, hello. And I didn't know this, but Instagram has like a FaceTime feature. Yeah. I had no idea.
Yeah. Okay.
And I'm like, and like my like neck is probably like FaceTiming while I'm asleep on the couch with your social media manager, who I've never spoken to
with
in
Hannah.
My life before.
Oh, so you FaceTimed. Yeah. With Hannah.
I didn't know Instagram even had it. I thought I was like, This is the ultimate what's my age again thing. I'm like a boomer trying to like click on things. To be fair, I was asleep, but like trying to click on like a message and all of a sudden I'm like video chatting. Like, thank God I'm dressed and everything.
Yeah.
But it was embarrassing.
So that has happened to me. I've been on the receiving end of two Instagram phone calls. One was from Gandia when I was setting up the podcast with her recently. I guess she likes to use that. That was a fun surprise. And then it happened, I think, just yesterday that a fan decided to Instagram call me.
Could Instagram call? Do you have to follow them at least?
That one was not as appreciated.
Oh, but anybody could do it. Do you follow them at least?
I've communicated with this person before, so I guess that they've broken the seal.
Oh, okay, fine. So maybe you have to be more careful about who you follow. Like, would I be okay with getting an Instagram video DM from them while I'm in the bathroom or something?
I guess you have to think about that. Yeah.
I didn't know. I'd like to like delete Instagram now. I had no idea this was even a feature. Shut it now down. I'm like,
all right, well, let's welcome that. In yes. the woman mm-hmm. who put this all together. It yep. is a person making another return trip. I don't know if it's quite a Five Timers Club, but we're getting there for the great Karen from Canada, KFC.
Hey, I'm thrilled to be here. And I was just about to say, if you count the musical, this is my fifth appearance.
Yes. Oh, congratulations. Yes. Mm-hmm. And you so artfully.
I don't count the musical, to be fair.
Oh, okay. All right. So,
you got to be Kiva. On live, I think. I don't know. Maybe. It was a lot of work, so I'm not sure.
Sorry, Karen.
That's up for debate. yeah. Okay. I guess it's not.
Yes. Okay. Well, and Karen, okay. who so artfully portrayed the first lady of podcasting, Nicole Sesternino, in the Renat musical. So that was such an amazing performance. I think you should have won a Tony.
Yeah, you know what? At least for the first part of it. Yes, I agree.
Yes.
Although your wife
broke
out
of character as it went, but I did a lot of prep for the first part of it.
Yes, very good.
Rob, your wife did not think that she sounds like your wife, even though she does.
Yeah, she was a little bit weirded out by it.
I think that happens a lot of times. Like nobody ever like hears an impression of them and is like, oh yeah, that's totally me. That is totally me. Nailed it. So, right. You know, and just so other people are better sports about it.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So, all right, Karen, did you want to weigh in on, should this episode have been called What's Your Age Again, as Akiva suggested?
No, I mean, it's not as catchy as what's my age again, right? Because yes. that's really supposed to be like a scan of another expression, right?
Yeah.
Or song lyric.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know, Karen recently sent a tweet, which was very nice, about how that she had been getting some dental work done. And yes. she had been listening to the News AF podcast, and she thanked myself and Tyson and Danny for keeping her company while she had some dental work done. And I just thought this was such an amazing full circle moment, because once upon a time, Akiva, you were under the impression that Danny Bryson is a dentist.
Is a dentist, yes. First of all, I didn't know, because I've been at the dentist for like stuff and they've said, hey, what music do you want to listen to? I assume these were like AirPods or headphones. Like,
I've already listened to it all.
I know it all.
I never heard it all.
Yeah. A rerun? I'm listening to a rerun.
Yeah.
But no, but I did. That's also, that's one of the dental hygienists said, you have great taste in music after my choices. That happened. I think I asked for Bon Iver. It was Bon Iver. And she said, oh, you have great, after like a few songs, she's like, you have great taste in music.
Mm-hmm.
Now, but like, were you playing the podcast for everybody or in your own ears?
No, I was just playing it for myself.
But sometimes they'll ask you stuff. So like, I feel like it's tricky to be listening while you're at the dentist.
I asked them if I needed to have one earbud out, and they said no.
Okay.
Wow.
Two earbud podcast.
Yeah, two earbuds. And so, all right, but that was a fun moment that made me think of Akiva when you said that you were at the dentist with the News AF podcast. All right. So last week we watched Leprechaun 4. Akiva, what did you think about the reaction to Leprechaun 4?
I mean, nobody disliked it.
I think some people some people said they skipped to write to the mailbag.
Some people said that.
Yeah.
Listen, it's a necessary evil. We have to do it every year. It's once a year. Yeah.
I would
it's
say
not for everybody.
A muted response to
That's fair.
4.
That's fair. Yeah. I thought it was a good episode.
Yeah.
I thought it was a fun podcast, but okay.
No, didn't really.
Only two more of them.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
If that.
So here we are. By the way, congratulations to Will from America and Julia on their engagement.
Yeah. That's a big one. Big week for Will coming on the podcast and getting engaged. And did he trick us? Didn't he say like they knew when they were getting engaged? And
No, I don't think he I think that Will, upon thinking about how the reaction might be to the podcast, decided to say, you know, I'm just gonna pop the question before this podcast comes out.
Oh, okay.
And so
he mentioned he was gonna get engaged, and there was no
shenanigans on Will's part, but I think he said, look, I don't need everybody sort of like reacting and commenting on my plan of what I'm about to do. Let me get the jump on this.
Okay, that's a good move. Yeah, you know, he really he broke the news himself. He scooped himself.
He scooped himself. Okay. So Congratulations to Will and the soon-to-be Julia from America.
Yeah, mazel tov to
that. Mazel tov. Okay. All right. So, Karen, today we're going to guess some people's ages today. First off, Karen, why were you interested in this undertaking?
Well, let me just first give credit to Mike from Tampa, who suggested this idea. I checked with Will from America. Episode 143 was when this idea dropped. And so because I had helped with To Tell the Truth and gathering a large number of people, I thought, well, let's do it again. And I thought it'd be really fun to kind of have a little spin on the guessing game.
Okay.
So to speak.
All right. And was Corey B involved with this also?
He helped me develop some of the rules and guidelines. Yes, he was.
All right. So, Karen, how will this work for us and the listeners?
Right. So we actually have six people backstage who are eager and enthusiastic to get on a call with you. We're actually doing this.
Did they say that, or you're just, that's like intuitive from you?
Some people did say no. So the people who said yes.
But to be fair, aren't these people who we don't know, Karen, by like definition, we can't know these people, right?
So exactly. There are a few people who know who you are. Okay. But there are also a few people who may be friends of mine or family or friends of someone who is a listener or that you may know. Okay. So they're still excited to be here and be on a podcast, play the guessing game. And I think some of them have been thinking about what they would tell you or not tell you.
I mean, well, just so I don't want to make anybody nervous, but you are on a podcast that is listened to by literally hundreds of people.
Right. So if anyone wants to see the video, we're having a video version published, are we not?
Yeah, we'll have the video up. If you don't see it, then you're not looking on the post because that's where it is.
Okay, so these people will reveal themselves on video once they have revealed their age. Okay, so listeners will be able to see and, you know, see if the face matches what they imagined the person to look like.
Yeah.
And also, you know, it'll be more dramatic and exciting that way. So what you're going to do is you're going to speak to one person at a time. We're going to decide the rules in a little bit, but you're going to talk to one person at a time. Based on their communication style, their responses to your questions, you're going to get a chance to guess their age. And based on how close you are to their age, we'll have a point system to determine which, you know, how many points you get per turn. And at the end, there'll be a winner. We have to decide what the stakes are. If, you know, is there anything for winning or losing? And that's basically it. We have six people, so hopefully there's no tie. If there's a tiebreaker, then we'll have to figure out a tiebreaker if there's a tie.
Yeah.
So that's basically it.
Okay.
Do you have any questions so far about the premise?
Yes.
I have an idea for the tiebreaker also, Rob. Okay. But you go first.
First question. That will the people that we are talking to, will they try to deceive us in any way? Is anybody going to be talking like in like a old person voice, for instance? Mm. Like, well, when I was from what I can remember.
Okay, so first of all, that's a great question. The goal of the podcast and the game is for you to guess the age correctly.
Yeah.
So I have instructed the participants to not lie or try to, on purposely deceive you.
Talk like an old prospector or something.
They should be truthful. They should be using their own voice.
Yes.
But they are allowed to give you their most interesting answers.
Okay.
Okay. Any other questions?
So, then will Akiva and I both be presenting an age? Will one person set the age and the other will give the over or under?
Well, that's up to you. Do you want
I think we should each guess and just take turns going first.
Okay.
I think it's more exciting.
Until you
if we
get
each
it,
guess.
Kind of thing?
Well, no. I think we get one guess and whoever's closest wins.
Well, yes, how about this? Right. I think we should both write down our guess and then reveal our.
That's fine.
Yes.
Reveal
that's fine.
Our guess.
That's fine. The person goes second. I'll message
Karen.
Do you have a pad? I don't have a pad.
Mm-hmm.
I will. I don't have a pad. Mm-hmm. I'll figure it out. I will. I'll go second and I will DM Karen. So it's on the record.
Well, you can put it on your phone. Do you not have a notepad app?
I do have a phone.
Really showing your age here at TV.
Listen. Okay. Well, my tiebreaker idea, and our host for today can say no. What if the tiebreaker is we guess Karen's age if we're tied? I don't know how old she is.
Okay.
Okay.
Rob, do you know how old I am?
I don't.
Okay. Well, then that's fine.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I don't think it'll be a tie because I think we said how about this for scoring?
Okay.
1 point for whoever's closest. One? What if three? But 3 points for nailing it exactly and 2 points for getting within 2 years. What do you think about that, Rob?
Well, should it be like golf where should you get a stroke for every year that you're off?
So it's a minus? So the best like score is the lowest score
possible. If you say the person is 40 and they're 45, is it like you're getting five? Like basically it's like golf or a cliffhanger game on The Price is Right?
Yeah, that's a good idea.
I kind of like that.
The only problem is it could be a blowout by the end, but I think
it's too much of a blowout by the end of the game, we'll do double points for the final.
Double points for the last one. Perfect. That's a good idea. Double points.
Okay, so other thing is, do we want to set a limit on how many questions you can ask each guest?
I think we said we're going to both do three, go back and
forth. Three questions each. We'll try that for the first one. If it's not working, we can add for the second one. Because we do have six contestants. Yeah. It could take a while.
Will the people be making an opening statement?
I did not decide that. They can, but I don't know what... I don't know what you want
because
to know.
The opening statement, my opening statement would be like,
I haven't asked them to prepare an opening statement.
All right. So could we, So I guess the first question could be,
they could say who they are, their name, where they're from.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fun fact about them.
Yeah. Let's do what fun fact. Okay.
Cause I would be like, hi, I'm Akiva. I was born in 1983.
So maybe that could Karen,
say your age.
That could you be your question. Age. You could ask them.
You get one question, but it's that Karen.
Okay, I'll ask them to introduce themselves and give a fun fact.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, please, guests backstage, remember not to say your age or when you were born. Mm-hmm. Just name, where you're from, and one fun fact. That's the great idea.
My dad always has this thing where he'll be like, my mom always told me not to ask someone their age or their weight. It's always like, your mom didn't tell you not to ask people's weight? Like, age, I understand, but you needed to be reminded not to ask anybody's weight.
Akiva, the other day I was out at the North Carolina State Fair and they have a ton of these guys that are hecklers that are step right up. I'll guess your weight. Come over here. Let me tell you. I'll guess your age down to the year.
Mm-hmm. Did you go to any of them or no?
No, I didn't. I don't want to give the hecklers any money. Mocking me.
Well, I'll say this. You were posting stories. You were wearing a Renap original shirt.
No Renap fans came up to me.
Not one Renap fan at the North Carolina State Fair.
There were no Renap fans at the North Carolina State Fair.
I even put on a Robin Akiva shirt with our faces to record my birthday message. Mm-hmm. I don't know if
did anybody stop you?
On Instagram?
Yeah.
Well, people said, stop accidentally video chatting me from bed.
Right.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Maybe could that be an episode, Akiva, where we just randomly Instagram call the listeners?
I will put that on the wheel right now. That's a great idea.
Robin Akiva, Instagram call. You could do Instagram from a desktop now.
You can.
I think you can post content. Yeah. So can you make calls from pull people into the podcast?
I mean, ultimately, at a certain point, it'll just become the same. I see this. You weren't able to do it before. It'll become the same as a Zoom once it's
sure.
Yeah, I don't see a way to video chat.
Okay, people. When they have that.
Really know how to do it, honestly, even from my phone. Yeah. I just do it accidentally.
I believe it. Okay. All right. So who's up first, Karen?
We have Jack coming up first.
Okay, let's plug in Jack. Okay, so Jack does not have his camera on, but we are going to bring him onto the stage. And Jack, we should be able to hear you now. Welcome, Jack, to Robin Akiva Need a Podcast. What's my age again?
Hello, thank you for having me. I'm very excited to be here.
Okay, all right.
Jack, Karen, can you please introduce yourself, where you're from, and a fun fact about you?
Yeah, so I'm Jack, and I was totally, like, very paranoid about saying my age, so thank you for, again, reminding me, Karen. I am currently living in the great state of Maine, vacation land, and fun fact about me is that I am a twin.
Okay. Now, can we ask, as one of our questions be, how old is your brother, or whatever?
Again, main rule, okay. Number one rule is you may not ask questions that point directly to the person's age or date of birth, etc.
And we can't ask how old people's, like, parents or our kids are.
Yeah, no questions about how anybody's age in their world.
I'll save that for like other podcasts. Okay.
All right.
Rob, do you want to go first?
Yeah. Okay.
I'll say this. Rob, yes. I don't know if you did any prep, but I had a sit down with TikTok Nicole, our a famous young listener, who gave me ideas for, like, things to ask to, you know, scope out if somebody was like maybe in the early 20s or something.
Yes. Okay.
So I have some ideas.
I'm interested to hear exactly how this is going to go. All right.
Yeah.
Jack, do you remember the first concert you ever went to? And if so, could you tell us? Is that a fair question, Karen?
Yeah, that's okay.
Correct.
Yeah. The first concert I ever went to was to see Chance the Rapper.
Okay.
Rob, what was the first concert you ever went to, by the way? This does not count as one of my questions.
I saw Hootie and the Blowfish.
Okay. All right. If we were playing What's My Age Again against you, I think we would rule out under 25 for sure. My first concert was Three Doors Down with Fuel.
Okay.
Which is, like, a very sad
Mine was Sting and Annie Lennox.
Wow. That really is going to throw a curveball into the how old is KFC.
It's true. Yeah, that could have been last week or 40 years ago.
I don't get out much.
All right, okay. So are we doing, you do three, I do three, or
you go back.
Okay, fine. Jack, can you name one Lana Del Rey song?
Yeah, Young and Beautiful.
Okay.
You seem so pleased with yourself.
Yes.
I'm enjoying the music questions.
Yes. So, Jack, can you tell us, what do you do for work, if anything?
Yeah, I am a morning news producer at a local TV station here.
Morning news producer. I feel like they wouldn't give that out to someone in high school. You know, probably at least 20. Jack, do you know who Tana Mojo is?
No, I don't think I do.
Tana Mojo. And it's spelled Mongeau. I just found out.
That's what I would have guessed. So maybe
You would have guessed.
This is a useful question.
So maybe the name is, like, peripherally in my brain somewhere.
Very
I couldn't, like, put a face.
That's very that's very specific. I don't know.
Yeah,
it's, like, very TikTok YouTube specific.
And yeah, that's what I'm trying to figure out. Rob, your
maybe that's
question.
Why is it? Is it a YouTuber or something?
Okay. How about, what's your favorite TV show of all time?
Oh my God, of all time. Wow. The Good Place.
Okay.
The Good
Place. I mean, other than Survivor, obviously, you know.
Jack, have you ever been in a, have you ever been in a room, in a classroom, that had a smart board in it?
Yes.
Okay.
You want to stop at three questions?
I think we should stop here.
Keep it moving.
Okay. I think that's a good question. Have you ever been in a room with a smart board?
I think it was a good question. The best of your three.
Other than being a teacher, like, you and I would never have been in a room with a smart board.
Yes. Okay. All right. All right, so we're both going to write down our numbers. Let me grab a marker.
Okay.
On the theme of a music related, Eva, you do have great music. Yeah. Bon Iver is phenomenal.
Wow. I mean, I don't even like what's it called? Like, it's nice when people say I have great musical taste because I say it all the time, but it's like, I didn't write that song. Like, if someone's like, you have a great podcast, like, I'm on the podcast. That's me. I just right. like, I'm just like,
I didn't, you just appreciate it.
I guess.
Jack, how was your weekend?
It's good. We're so good.
Mm-hmm. What would you normally do on a weekend?
Evidently travel, but nothing really. Just kind of sit and decompress from the work week.
I see.
Okay.
We have responses.
All right.
Are you doing an age calculator? What's going on here?
I mistyped.
Okay. All right.
Okay. Rob, you want to go first?
Okay, sure. I'm going to say that Jack is 27.
And I'm going to say, guys, you can't see with the light of my phone, but 32.
32.
Okay. All right, Jack, can you please reveal your age and turn your camera on?
I am the wonderful age of 26.
Oh, okay. Wow.
Jack, how are you?
Now I'm wonderful, Rob. Thank you for having me here.
The 26-year-old Jack who knows Lana Del Rey, but not whoever it was that Akiva was talking about. Yes.
He's 24, he would have known.
Jack, where are you a news producer?
The CBS affiliate in Portland, Maine.
Okay. All right, now, Akiva, if you would have seen that Jack has a Beatles poster behind him, would that, if you'd asked, well, what posters do you have in your room?
I would have guessed even higher than 32, honestly, yeah. about it. Because yes. I feel like not a lot of people in their 20s.
I've heard that since college, so.
Yeah. And yes. also, I'm 38 and anti-Beatles, so I, you know.
Yes.
I don't know. If it's just age.
Okay.
Jack, do people more commonly think that you are older or younger in real life when they have the full presentation?
So absolutely younger. I couldn't grow a beard until about 22. So I frequently got like 3 or 4 years below my age. Mm-hmm. And then I started growing a beard and it kind of came back to where it is, but it's still younger. I think most people think I'm probably like 24.
Yes.
So.
And how did you get roped into doing this?
Karen and I are Survivor enthusiasts together. Okay. So she asked me and I was more than happy to oblige because I'm a big fan of your work.
Okay. Jack, are you a Survivor applicant?
Yes.
Okay.
Like my legal status is currently questionable because I work for a CBS affiliate, so I don't know if I'm allowed to apply or not.
Oh, yeah, you might not get on. Fine. If they really want you,
that's what I'm thinking. So.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I wanted to add, Jack is also, he also has his own podcast.
That's true. Okay. It's currently on hiatus.
Yes. But... what do you podcast about?
The Bachelor.
Oh.
Oh, wow.
Okay. What's it called? What's the plug?
Two Guys, One Rose, but we haven't produced anything in a few months. Yeah. So.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Not... new season's back, so I should probably harass my co-host, especially with this plug.
Yes. All right. Well Jack, thank you so much.
Thank you, Jack.
This was a great, it's tough to go first.
I was a little nervous, but thank you both.
Do you want to explain to you what that TikTok thing he mentioned was?
Yeah,
no, because I might have to ask more people.
Oh, I'll
look it up.
We have 18 questions.
I know how to spell it at least. So
okay.
Mm-hmm. At one point she was canceled. That's all you need to know.
Oh, okay. I think I know who you're talking about, actually. I just maybe that's not how I thought it was pronounced. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, I know who that is. Sorry.
All right.
Sorry, Akiva. But I didn't.
Jack, sorry for saying you're old.
Yes. All right.
that's a compliment.
Thank you so much, Jack.
Thank you. Okay.
All right. All right. So after one round, so Akiva, what was your guess?
32. So 32. I'm plus six. Okay. I'm six over par. You're one over par. You're winning by five.
Okay.
I'm one off. I'm six off. Who's our next contestant?
Our next contestant is Sandra.
But how do you think that went for round one?
I thought, I mean, you were just one year off, so
In terms of entertainment,
you know, don't be afraid to ask other questions, like, you know, about people's experiences, other than, you know, what's your pop culture interest?
Yeah.
Okay.
I thought the concert question was a good idea. That's one question I had also thought of.
All right. So who's coming up second?
Sandra.
Okay. Let's welcome in Sandra, who has camera off if you're listening to the podcast.
Hi, Sandra.
And so, Karen, take it away.
Yes. Sandra, can you please introduce yourself? Tell us where you are from. Do not say your age. And one fun fact about you.
Okie dokie. Thanks for having me. I'm Sandra, and I live in Calgary, Alberta, Canada. And a fun fact would be I have never had a cup of coffee. I think it's disgusting.
Hmm.
Okay.
Never had a cup of coffee.
Never had
she coffee. She could be a baby.
That's true.
Possibly. You're not
allowed to, smartest yeah. baby in all the land.
Not allowed to give. You don't feed your like your kids coffee until they're like at like toddlers. Zero to three, Rob, you're out on coffee.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. All right, Akiva, you want to go first?
Do that. You know how it's like. You can't drink diet soda because you won't grow. Have you ever heard somebody say that?
I have never heard somebody say that.
That's what we always tell our kids. But now I think it's fake. Now that I think about it,
mm-hmm.
Like you can't have like I don't let them share my Coke Zero because like. You won't grow if you drink it. That's what they say.
I never heard now that I'm done about growing. I've heard that about coffee.
They yeah, about coffee also, yeah, but maybe but it's never all caffeine. About
diet soda.
I don't know.
Okay. That's not I'll all yucky first. Juice, only diet soda.
I think it's maybe it's all caffeine. Maybe it extends. I'm not mm-hmm. sure. Okay. Okay, Sandra, what's your favorite food, Sandra?
Well, I've just started eating keto, which is not exactly my favorite. If I had my choice, I would be eating pasta.
Okay.
Okay. Sandra, are you or have you ever been married?
Yes. Happily.
Okay.
Wow. That's a flex,
not be for that long.
Okay, Sandra's married. Sandra, what's the what's the first concert you ever went to?
It probably was the Nylon.
Ooh, that's a good one because I've never heard of them. Mm-hmm. You look them up. Is that cheating? The Nylons?
I think that's cheating.
Yeah, I okay, think it's I'll, cheating.
I won't look. I won't look. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right, Rob, you go.
Okay.
Hurting my music.
Do you have children, Sandra?
I do. Three.
Okay. Sandra, don't say the year, but what was the make and model of the first car you ever drove?
A Dodge Charger.
Okay.
Sandra, have you ever met a celebrity? And if so, who was it?
I remember I was on a plane that had Matthew McConaughey and Sandra Bullock on it in first class. That's about it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
They date? They're just hanging out together on a plane?
Hmm.
Sandra Bullock doesn't have private plane money also?
All right. That's three questions.
That's three questions. We got to get our guesses. And
I'll chit chat with Sandra while you figure please. It out. Sandra, tell us about your hobbies.
My hobbies. Oh my goodness. I have lots of them. I love to do photography and geocache and locked rooms, cooking, reading, painting.
Locked rooms.
I think that's like an escape room, right?
Okay.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. They have different names for everything up there, Rob.
Yeah.
Okay.
Looks like Akiva's ready. Rob's mm-hmm. jotting something down there. Hey.
Okay. I'm guessing first. My guess is 56.
Okay.
And Rob?
I said 46.
All right, Sandra. Yeah, can you please tell us your age and turn your camera on?
I am 58.
Oh.
Wow.
Okay.
Ooh.
Congrats, Akiva. Very close.
Rob with the flattering. Yeah, okay.
Sandra is...
If we'd done my rule, I would have got extra points, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Sandra is my friend's mother.
Hi, Sandra. Thank you for being here with us.
Thanks for having me.
Sandra, you must have a lot to plug. Have you ever been on a podcast yeah. before?
Yeah. Could you tell us about the Matthew McConaughey and Sandra Bullock situation? What was going on there?
It was at the time that people were questioning whether they were together or not. And they were sitting together very cozily in first class. And they walked, I think it was hand in hand in the Salt Lake City airport. So I'm pretty sure they were together.
Okay.
Did you like alert TMZ?
You know, Canadians are too polite for that.
Karen, yeah, how did you rope Sandra into this?
Well, I asked her son. Her son's sister was on To Tell the Truth. Polo coach? Water polo coach?
From yes. North Korea, right?
Yes.
Yes.
So, two-fifths of the family has been on the podcast.
Okay.
It took son a fair bit of convincing for me to do it.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, we're happy to have had you, Sandra. This is very nice of you.
Yes. When you saw Sandra Bullock, did you tell her that, I have the same name as you?
No, but I thought that might age me a bit when you heard my name was Sandra.
Why?
Oh, see, I didn't think about that.
Hmm.
Yeah, it's not a common name at all for the last number of decades.
Boy, I didn't even think of that. All right. Well, that's food for thought as we go into round three.
All right.
All right, Sandra, thank you so much.
Thanks.
Okay. All right. All right, Uncle Kiwi got back in it with that one.
Yeah, took the lead. Eight for me and 13 for you, right?
I was way off.
Mm-hmm.
When
it's
she
tough
mentioned
to, like,
the
high.
Yeah. Well, the locked room. I thought that's a young person's
like a
game.
Boomer thing?
Yeah.
That's, I don't think we say that. I don't know. Locked room. I haven't heard that before.
Mm-hmm.
So mm-hmm.
Okay.
That was a possible indication of.
All right. I know what I did wrong. I will correct
okay.
it.
Okay. All right. Okay. Okay. So the next participant is Ben.
Okay. Let's hear from Ben, who's coming up with camera off. Ben.
Yes. Ben, hello.
What's happening?
Hello. How are you guys doing?
Great, Ben.
Please tell us your name. Well, you told us your name. Introduce yourself. Tell us where you're from and a fun fact about you.
My name is Ben. I am from Newark, Delaware. And a fun fact is I was once a top 20 Minesweeper player in the world.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
Is that the like game that used to come with the computers?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. It's like baked into Windows. You click around on the grid.
Okay.
I love you ever play Fuji Golf? I love that game. I can't find it on the internet anymore. I love playing Fuji Golf. It was it came on a lot of Windows.
All right, let me go first. So building off of that, what device did you primarily use for your minesweeping career?
Mm.
A laptop, a Windows laptop.
Okay.
And do you have a favorite Paul brother?
No, but if it helps, I'm not a fan of either.
Okay. It helps.
Mm-hmm.
What do you got, Rob?
What is your preferred social media destination?
I guess it's debatable if it's social media, but I use Reddit most of all the media websites.
Mm.
Okay.
I think Reddit's social media.
I've heard it either way. I don't think of it as social media, but it definitely can be used as social media.
I went on LinkedIn this week, Rob, and some freak was like, hey, I just had a baby. Like, it was Facebook there. Is that what's happening on LinkedIn? People are like, posting, like, dropping baby news there?
I mean, I did get two happy birthday messages on LinkedIn this week.
On LinkedIn? That's how you know you have a great relationship with somebody.
Mm-hmm.
Get a LinkedIn message from them.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Ben. Do you have a favorite all-time SNL cast member?
Not really. I've seen my fair share of SNL. I've never grown a super close attachment to any cast members.
Okay.
Hmm.
we each have one more? How does it?
Yeah.
Yes. It's number three.
Okay.
Ben, what was the last movie that you saw, preferably in theaters?
The last movie I saw in theaters was Malignant. It was a recent horror movie that came out about a month ago.
Okay. Reddit and horror movies. I know we've asked this before, but I feel like it's the best question we got. What was the first concert you ever went to, Ben?
First concert I ever went to, I'll give two because I don't think the first one kind of counts. First concert I ever went to was The Wiggles. And then I also, And then I also went to a Cheetah Girls concert. That was the first concert I went to by choice.
They were both last week, though, oddly.
Yeah, both really recent. Yeah. Okay.
All right. I don't know how this is tough. This is a tough one, Rob. The Wiggles. Wiggle, 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 well. All right. You want to guess first?
No, I'm still thinking.
Okay. Ben, tell us, what do you watch on TV?
I do watch my fair share of the CBS reality. I'm a big Survivor and Amazing Race person. And then I'll follow Big Brother when it's on, but I don't really watch it. I will kind of watch whatever. I'll watch a lot of the HBO shows. I'm a big fan of like Arrested Development, a lot of the different comedies that are on Netflix you can find. Kind of all over the place with what I watch.
By the way, speaking of HBO, a little plug in the middle of the action here. I think Rob and I are doing a podcast on Monday about an HBO show. Is that right, Rob?
Yes. Really, the headline is Uncle Kiwi and Josh Wiggler are going to be talking about Curb Your Enthusiasm this season and have been so kind to invite me as a guest.
Is that? Yeah. Yeah. Our big get for episode one.
How lucky are you, Rob?
Yeah, I am.
You want to guess?
Pretty lucky.
Rob, you're invited on all 10.
Yes. Okay. Well, let's see how many I can fit in.
Do you want to guess?
Okay. All right. I'm going to go with... So I feel okay about my answer, but I feel like that it's pretty close to our first guess. So I'm trying not to get too much in my head. I said that Ben is 28.
Okay. And I am guessing 26.
Ben, please reveal your age and turn your camera on.
All right. Hello. Hello, everybody. I am 19.
Ben's 19.
Oh, wow.
Oh. I know.
Can you believe I got a teenager on the show?
That Wiggles show must have been recent. Okay.
See, I was like, how long have the Wiggles been around?
I must have seen them when I was like four, to be honest.
Minesweeper really threw us off.
Yeah.
I opened with a curveball because it's definitely like not a recent game to be playing, but I have played my fair share of it. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Russ, so you guessed 28?
I did, yes.
And I guess 26. So I'm 15 off. You're 22 off after three.
Okay. Are you wearing a Phillies?
Is that a Phillies
shirt?
Yes, I am.
Lives in Delaware.
Like, Cole Hamels.
I'm in Delaware. That's like Philadelphia territory.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They don't have their own teams.
Northern DE. Fans. So we don't really have no big name Delaware teams. So up here, it's all Philly fans.
Yes. Ben, how did you get roped into this?
So I'm in a Discord server with Karen, and she was asking if anybody had any siblings who were teenagers. And I was like, well, I am myself a teenager if I work. And I got in through that.
Okay. All right. Have you ever heard of Robin and Kevinita podcast?
I have. I have been listening to your Survivor coverage for like a couple years on and off. Oh. And then I did listen to a few episodes of this when I first started, but I'm not a huge podcast person.
Yeah. Okay. It wasn't for you. what are these Reddits? If you can tell us, what are some of the Reddits that you like to frequent?
Ooh, let me scroll through the list.
I wanted to know what Discord are you guys in? No, you don't have to say if it's like
It's a Survivor org Discord, so one of the community ones of Survivor games.
I'm surprised you haven't crossed paths, Akiva.
Yeah, that's my thing.
I'm in a lot of Survivor. There's a Survivor subreddit, a couple music subreddits, NFL and NBA, different like, I guess like fan communities things where people discuss.
Okay.
I never really go to the as Met fans, you ever go to the Met subreddit, Rob? I really don't.
I spend much more time looking at the Jets subreddit.
Uh huh.
Mm-hmm. I don't think there's a lot of dummies on. Yeah, the Mets subreddit isn't super like I haven't found it to be a great resource.
I agree, and there's a lot of like factually incorrect things that'll get like 300 upvotes, and then someone will be correcting them and getting four.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It can be a frustrating place.
Par for the course with Reddit. People talking with absolute authority only to be instantly proven incorrectly.
It sounds a lot like this podcast.
Yeah. All right. So through three, Eva has the lead. Who's number four?
Okay.
So thank you, Ben.
Thank you guys very much.
Thanks, Ben.
All right. Let's go ahead and bring in our contestant number four. All right, and that is going to be, I'm going to hear from Naz. Naz, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Very good.
Naz, can you tell us where you are from and a fun fact about you?
Yeah, so I'm from New York City. I will try not to put on my accent. I'm going to try to sound like normal on this podcast. But a fun fact about myself, since we're talking about sports, I have seen a baseball game at every major league stadium.
Wow.
Yeah. I just finished about a month ago. So yeah, I've been to all 30. Wow.
What's the worst stadium, Naz? That's my first question.
Oakland is pretty bad. I'm not going to lie. Kansas City is kind of and Milwaukee is kind of
That doesn't count as my question, right? I'm just making polite conversation at this point. I'll go first here, though. And by the way, one more thing. I know, as someone who's also born in New York City, I feel like if someone says they're born in New York City, that they're from Manhattan. And not...
Yeah.
Although I was born in Queens.
I was not born in New York City. I was born in another country. But I live in Manhattan right now, so...
But I'm saying, when people say New York City, they usually...
Yeah. Yeah, usually if you're from, like, Queens or the other boroughs, you just say you're from the other boroughs.
All right. Naz, what was the first concert you ever went to?
First concert I ever went to was an American Idol tour, whatever season Adam Lambert was on.
Mm-hmm. How small do you think those shows would be now if they still did that, Rob? Like, imagine if they tried it now when it's like the least popular show on television.
Literally,
like,
nobody would be going. It was like the biggest deal back then. I had to beg my parents to take me to Atlantic City.
Okay.
Wow. All right. Adam Lambert, first concert.
How about have you been to stadiums that are no longer in operation? And if so, could you tell us which ones?
Just both the old New York teams, Shea. I still call City Field Shea. And the Yankee Stadium.
Yeah, that's a good question, but it didn't ultimately yield much, I think, Rob.
No.
When did the Yankees knock down that stadium?
I could tell you.
And sure. Oh. Okay, let me ask another one. Naz, who is your all-time favorite SNL character, cast member?
I'm not huge on SNL, but... Is everyone going to hate me if I say Pete Davidson? I think he's funny. Like, sorry.
Age number just went down, I think. We just, I don't think there's a lot of, like, 50-year-olds saying that. Okay.
Okay.
I think that's a good question, honestly, because if you don't care, you're usually young. I think that's a good question. What do you got, Rob?
What's your favorite television show of all time, Naz?
I would probably say Archer.
Okay. The FX animated show Archer.
Yes.
Not a lot of Archer buzz in the air recently, Rob.
No.
There was a time it was like, you know, people on Twitter were watching it, but I haven't heard much about it recently.
I wonder if this is the question that's going to give away my age.
Archer. Everyone knows Archer. Only people born 1989, like Archer. Naz, have you ever been in a classroom with a smart board?
Yes.
Okay. What do you got, Rob? thought of something good. I missed it. Shoot.
You want me to defer my question to you?
Well, one good question I think would be asking who she went to the 30 stadiums with. Because if it's like a husband or something, then it's like, all right, that.
Could you tell us? Did you have a parent?
A partner
to go on these to any of these stadiums with?
No, almost all of them I went to alone. A few of them I did go with my parents.
Wow, an intrepid traveler.
Was that both of your questions? I'll ask some questions just for fun to keep things going. So
I have a lot more questions for Naz, but we don't get.
What's your take on cryptocurrencies?
Oh my god, it's like, I know people make money off of it, good for you, but it's more of a meme than anything else. That's my take on cryptocurrency. Mm-hmm. People are doing it for the bit.
Mm. She knows what a meme is. So that's something.
Kind of wild that like there's people who are like actually rich out there for like cryptocurrency.
Mm-hmm.
30 baseball stadiums. Baseball says they have no young fans. I know what I'm doing. Okay.
All right, Rob, Naz, have you ever had back pain?
Oh, I go first, actually. Oh, yeah. You guys were very into the back pain in the sample questions.
Yeah, that was one of my sample questions. Yes, have you ever had back pain?
I think I'm approaching back pain era.
Okay.
Okay. Uh-oh. All right, then I like my guess. If she's approaching back pain era, I like my guess. Okay. Rob, tell me when you're ready.
Okay. I went with 30 this time.
And I went with 29.
Hey, Naz, please reveal your age and turn your camera on.
All right. Hey, I'm 26 years old, actually.
Okay.
26. All right, we were pretty close.
Yeah, not too bad.
Rob guessed 30 because that's how many baseball stadiums you've been to recently. What's the best stadium, by the way? You said I guess the worst one. What's the best?
Oh, the best one is Pittsburgh, followed closely by St. Mm-hmm. Louis. They're both very good.
Okay. All right,
Rob, how many baseball stadiums have you been to?
Probably like six, seven.
Get on my level.
I've been to half. Yeah. I've been to half of them.
Yeah. So, Naza, you're just a huge MLB fan.
Yeah. I mean, I just really like the sport of baseball. I don't know how I got into it. Like I was saying, I was born in India. Like, we don't have baseball there.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not like it's something I grew up on. I just decided that I liked baseball. And then I decided I was going to go to every stadium. And I finished up like a month ago in Seattle. They did like a whole big thing for me. Like when I told them it was my last stadium, they gave me like all these goodies and stuff. And then I celebrated by getting a tattoo of a baseball on my leg. So now I can share that mm-hmm. as a fact.
And what, Mets or Yankees?
I'm a Yankee fan.
All right. We could cut her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. 2008 was the last year for the Shea Stadium and the Yankee Stadium.
That's what we should have asked. We should have said, Naz, have you ever seen a Yankees World Series? But Mets fan, you'd need to be a boomer almost, but Yankees.
Yeah. It's been a while.
Mm-hmm.
It's been mm-hmm. a while.
Yeah.
For the Yankees.
12 years.
I can't wait
over
any longer.
A decade.
And then I had to watch the Astros and the Red Sox. I mean, that's where we had to come to.
Mm-hmm.
The pain mm-hmm. never ends as a Yankee fan.
Yeah.
And Naz, where do you know KFC from?
So we're also in the same Discord communities from Online Survivor. Karen actually hosted a game that mm-hmm. I shamelessly won. So I'm just saying.
Mm-hmm. Naz, what are some of your favorite Pete Davidson bits? Is there a character that he does that you really like?
No, my favorite Pete Davidson bit was when he was dating Ariana Grande. Honestly, I think
that was hilarious.
Yeah, he is a bit, you know, like I don't need to look at his comedy.
Wait, so Naz
was a bit.
You like saw Pete Davidson dating Ari Grande, and to you, they were like, oh, that makes sense. They're like equals.
And absolutely not. But beautiful women love subpar men.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a thing. And so in that context, it makes perfect sense.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. But then when you really think about it, you're like, huh? Mm-hmm. There's gotta be something about this guy. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I hear there is.
There was something about him. Yeah. That's weird.
Naz, how was the Adam Lambert concert?
It was amazing. I mm-hmm. got to see all the idols because it wasn't just Adam Lambert. Of course, I begged to go because Adam Lambert was there, but I got mm-hmm. to see all of the American idols perform. It was great.
What does Adam Lambert do nowadays?
Honestly, I have no idea.
Like, is he like paying the bills with singing?
sings for Queen.
Yeah. I was gonna say I felt like he got like hooked up with a group, but I couldn't remember which one.
Yeah, but
it was.
I don't like. Are they like going on tour? Do you know what I mean? Is he paying his bills with that?
Yes.
Hold on. I thought you're on top of the whole music scene.
I don't know. Like, if I see former, honestly, one of the things when I'm like my 5 to 10 new albums every week, when I see like former, if I don't recognize a name, a lot of times it's like they were on The Voice and they're dropping their debut album, or, you know, and it's like, all right, that's a skip for me, unfortunately. Okay. That's
wow. A skip. So, all right.
Adam Lambert.
Check it out on YouTube.
Naz, did you see any memorable games or players breaking any records in any of your visits to the stadiums?
Okay, I saw kind of a bad moment. This was sad. If you remember, I forget his name, Danny Farquhart or something. He was a Sox pitcher who had an aneurysm in the middle of the game.
Oh.
I was thinking for that. That was just wild.
Yeah.
I always think about that. So I probably had other great moments that I saw. Yeah.
We're bringing down the mood.
I know. Yeah. It was kind of similar.
All right. Well, Naz, can you recommend one concession across the 30 Major League Baseball stadiums?
Oh, Rob asking a food question.
All right. Okay. So I know I said Oakland wasn't a great stadium, but they do these hot dogs like on the walk to the stadium.
Oh, we heard the New York there.
Oh, yeah. It came out. It comes out sometimes. I tried. But yeah, they have these really amazing hot dogs that they wrap in like bacon and stuff. Fire.
Mm-hmm. But they're not even, that's not even the team. That's just like the people that are like vendors outside the stadium.
Yeah, but it's a thing. Like it's vendors, but like it's the thing there.
From what I would, like, I have family members who won't eat in anywhere that's not very clean.
Yeah.
Like that, like if they go to somebody's house, like they'll be polite, they'll push their food around, but they won't eat. From what I hear about the Oakland Coliseum, I don't think I would eat there. I'd have to like go and having eaten before. Because there's like rats in the clubhouse, they say.
I mean,
like,
you're probably better sewage. Off eating the hot dogs outside.
Probably outside. It's cleaner. Right. That's right. That's a good point.
Yeah, that used to be all the time, like in California, if you come out of the bar, like at night, there'd be like these ladies that set up like a hibachi, like on the street, and like they're grilling like hot dogs with onions and bacon. And it's like, it's great, like drunk food.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then Seamus,
what year was this, Rob?
In Maryland. So, but Orioles have great food too, because they have a lot of crabs, crab dip, all that.
Sure.
So, eat at Camden Yards.
Yeah.
Orioles were the first team, Rob, to have kosher food at their stadium. Now, a lot of teams do. But yeah, for me, that's it's a big deal when we went on our eighth grade trip to Baltimore.
Okay. All right. Naz, thank you so much.
Thank you, Naz.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
All right. Take care. Bye. All right.
So the score now is 26 for Rob, 18 for Akiva. Now we have two more left, right?
That's right.
And the last one will be doubled. So plenty of opportunity for Rob to come back. Yes. Rob, you having a good time?
I'm having a good time, but are you sure that it's only that? Can I get that score one more time?
I had 26 to 18, but I could be wrong.
Okay, 26 to 18. Yeah, I guess that's right. Let me just double check. I thought I was further out of it than I am. Okay. Only off by, strokes?
Eight strokes.
Okay.
30 stadiums.
That's a lot.
Rob, in the post-COVID era, should we just go on tour with Renap? Because we went to Minnesota already, the two of us, which, by the way, was a very nice stadium.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I think that was a good stadium.
Yeah, that was a good stadium. I mean, we're going to hit every year. We're going to do different stadium.
I was thinking more like just 6 weeks on the road and we'll hit all of them in one.
I don't know.
Every year we'll be dead by the end.
I mean, I think our best idea was still we're going to go take over like a minor league stadium.
Yeah, we did have some offers for that. Hopefully maybe next season we can do that.
Yeah, because I feel like that the problem with like doing like a baseball game is I feel like everybody wants to talk and then everybody's like in their seats. It's like you're lucky if you get a good person to sit next to, but it's like I want to talk to that person, but
it's a little bit like going to a movie. It's not as bad as a movie, but I agree. It's hard to
I think we are, you know, getting like some minor league stadium and we're getting like a picnic area.
Because nobody's watching the action also. You could be we could even say like everyone has to switch seats every two innings. Or
sure. Musical chairs. Mm-hmm. Figured it all out. Okay.
We could play musical chairs also.
Yeah. Okay. You bring the music.
I don't know.
Well, the team said they'd have Robin Akiva night.
That's what we're saying. We're finding whatever minor league affiliate is going to like, I don't know if the Durham Bulls will have us.
They might be too big. That's too big. A big Triple A team. Big.
Yeah.
We might have to go to like, Asheville or something in North Carolina. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if they have a team.
Okay.
What's up, Karen?
Oh, no. Never mind.
Are there any Canadian teams that would have us?
Was telling me that please mention that Naz and his birthdays are 2 weeks apart.
Oh, okay.
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 Happy birthday, Jack and Naz.
Yes. Our next guest is Steven.
All right. Here comes Steven. Hi, Steven.
How's it going?
Very good.
Good. Steve, can you please tell us where you are from and a fun fact about you?
I'm from Ottawa, Canada's capital. I don't know if this is a fun fact, but I was born in London, England.
It's pretty okay. Fun. Makes it's, you sound distinguished.
Better than London, Ontario.
Akiva, you're, people who can watch, you're wearing the Gravity Falls, Dipper's hat from Gravity Falls.
What's that?
It's an animated series.
The Dipper's Gravity hat. Falls Dippers. Wait, is Akiva allowed to Google this?
he can Google if he wants.
Mm-hmm. That is the hat I'm wearing. I thought it was just like a air regular hat.
Yeah.
No, it's cool. It's a good character. Anyway, go ahead.
Okay.
I've never even heard of that.
There you go.
By the way, $25 on Amazon. Mine was $1.99.
Okay. You get a deal.
What a steal. Okay.
All right.
Gravity Falls.
Oh, boy.
That's a show? All right. A cartoon, you think?
Hmm. Yes, yeah, it's an animated series cartoon.
Okay. All right. Now his age is, before he even started, his age is like moving down for me. I'll go first here.
Okay.
All right. Okay. Steve.
Yes.
I was going to say, do you care if people call you Steven? But I'm not sure I'm going to get enough information out of that. So I'm not going to ask it. Steve, what was the first concert you ever went to?
Cheap Trick.
Cheap Trick.
Loudest concert I've ever been to, bar none.
Oh, okay. Now, I will say, I think they still play, Rob. So that could have been in the 70s.
Yeah.
And it could have been last week.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. And to keep that question, what was the first concert you've been to?
That was the first, okay. Right? You answered first. Not yes.
That was the first.
Okay, fine.
Steve, do you recall the model of the first cell phone you owned?
First cell phone I owned. Not sure what the model was. It's an Android. Couldn't tell you exactly what it was.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the manufacturer.
Manufacturer. Yeah. You don't know.
Hmm.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I don't know the one I have now, to be frank.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Age going up. I asked Nicole for any more questions, if she had any other questions. That's TikTok, Nicole. I'm not just texting your wife. And
I didn't think that.
And she said, ask, do you know if the person knows how to read a clock? Which I'm not going to ask, because is that a thing? Does Gen Z not know how to read clocks?
I mean, I'm pretty sure that my kids could look at a clock and tell you what time it is. At least Dominic could.
Yeah, so... I told her I'm going to get clowned on for asking that question. I'm not going to ask it.
Good question.
Do you know what is your clock, Akiva?
Yeah. Well, I mean, it would be the type of thing I don't. That's a fair point, KFC, but yes. Mm-hmm. What is your favorite? What is your preferred social media platform?
I like Instagram. But I'm kind of stuck on Facebook because a lot of people are there. But yeah, it's probably Instagram. I like Instagram. You get more direct contact. I like the fact that you can make a comment or communication with someone who wouldn't come close to talking to you in any other media, but they'll talk to you on that. They'll respond to something on that, which is kind of cool.
On Instagram, so you could be like...
Yeah, January Jones might answer something you
put up. Are you big on January Jones' Instagram, Steve? This is not one of my counting questions. I just had to ask.
Yeah, she has an hilarious... You check it out. She's hilarious.
Okay. I'm big on Jennifer Garner's for a podcast. But I don't know about January Jones.
Okay.
What do you got, Rob?
Steve, who's your favorite all-time professional athlete?
Wayne Gretzky.
Mm-hmm. Wayne is he's in the studio. I'm surprised.
Yeah, I haven't heard it yet. Have you guys heard it?
Well, Rob's not a hockey guy, Steve.
Oh, okay. No.
So I don't think he's going to hear it. But yeah, Wayne Gretzky is at TNT analyst. Okay. Steve.
Yes.
So Cheap Trick was the first concert he ever went to. I'm pretty sure he's never been in the room with a smart board unless
Well, I have, but that doesn't tell you much because I was in a room with a smart board at work, so it's not a very accurate.
Okay. Oh, what do you do for work, Steve? That's my
fault. I'm an archivist. I'm a film archivist.
A film archivist?
Yes.
I don't think it's pronounced archivist.
I think he would know.
It's pronounced archivist.
Yeah.
I actually don't know how to pronounce it.
Yeah.
TikTok Nicole said, ask what your first cell phone was. So, Rob, you're asking a good question.
Thank you. Did we go three each or?
No, you have one more.
All right. Let me,
Rob needs a win here.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm going to say, film archivist.
I've got a, Karen, is that a Peloton behind you or a regular exercise bike?
It's an Aerodyne bike.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Steve, are you or have you ever been married?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. A follow-up, does your wife know that you're in January Jones' Instagram DMs?
Yes, she's also a fan.
Okay, fine, fair.
Yeah, I wouldn't be on the podcast if it was a secret.
Well, I don't think your wife listens to this show. I'm just gonna
know that. You might listen to this one.
Maybe. Yeah. That's true.
Okay.
This is the hardest one yet, Rob. And I'm gonna say this. You could have an answer that's way off here and mm-hmm. really throw the game off.
Mm-hmm.
Steve, if you were to order a glass of wine somewhere or purchase a beer at a store, would people ask you for ID?
Not anymore.
Mm-hmm. Cartoon thing is killing me, Rob.
Right. Okay. Where have you traveled to?
Mainly United States. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, it was in England and we came here, but yeah, to the United States and almost exclusively for work or when I was a kid with my parents. But yeah, I haven't really been to, so you have liked to, but I haven't been.
Well, since you're a film archivist, what's your favorite movie? I already wrote down my guess.
Yeah, that's a hard question to say. I mean, yeah, really hard question. I mean, I like, yeah, I don't think I can pick a favorite movie.
Okay.
Yeah, it's too hard.
Like be choosing between one of your kids.
Scorsese's consistent, like right through his career, I think. But
I just went up. Can I change my guess? No, I'm not going to change it.
I'm locked in.
I think it just went up a few years. All right, Rob, you go first.
All right, I said 57.
You might have the better guess here. I went with 45. 45.
I am 61.
Ooh, Rob with the comeback time.
Okay.
Hey, Steve.
You know what really that threw me off was that you knew the animated show that Akiva's hat was.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, but see, my daughter was a big fan.
Oh.
And I watched it with her. It's a good show. I got into it.
So Steve is friends with Meg the Librarian.
Oh, yes. Megan the Librarian.
Librarian.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So a lot of Canadians on this week's so really, that's tougher. It's tougher to guess Canadians' ages than American.
Yeah, well, Wayne Gretzky was a big tell, I thought.
Yeah, and also I saw him when he was a kid. He's 1 year younger than me. I saw him when he was a kid, when he was about 9 years old. And
his birthday's in January, right?
Yeah, his birthday's January 26th.
Mm-hmm.
Why are you guessing everyone's birthday, Rob?
Yeah, well, I'm just trying to know who gets the most buzz on their birthday.
Okay.
And Akiva's already asking Karen the tiebreaker question, I noticed. What kind of bike that is.
Yeah, it's trying to get close. So, Akiva, what was your guess?
My guess was 46, I think. It's 34 to 31. Rob is a 3-point lead. With double scores, this is basically all. This is winner takes all, basically. I mean,
do we need to do double score for the last round?
We said we would. I don't think we should change the rules now.
We said if it was a blowout, we would do double score.
No, I think, listen. Can't change the rules now. This is basically going to be winner take all. What did we say?
If it was close, you'd do double.
Well, if it wasn't close, we would do double.
If it was a blowout.
Yeah, right.
So you guys are both competitive,
And we forgot to mention stakes. I was going to talk about stakes up front, Rob.
Yeah, we didn't talk about stakes.
Now I'm losing.
I forgot.
I mean,
what, we forgot to talk about stakes.
I mean, the 3 year. I mean, it's like as close as it could be in this game.
Okay, so then, had you thought of stakes?
What do you want to do?
Because I was thinking of like year things or age things just now. Like,
yeah,
you were born in 78.
Yes,
I was born in 83. What if like the loser had the tweet? Like, you had the tweet. Like, I can't think of a single good person who was born in 1983 or like some anti 1983 sentiment. But I would do anti 1978 sentiment if I lose.
Well, I think there's more people on social media that are from 1983.
You'll get
more hate than me, Rob.
So I think this is a terrible idea. What do you think, Steve?
Well, there has to be stakes. You know, you have to be afraid of losing.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, Steve, how about this? Steve, what's the worst movie that you've archived?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you don't want to say. Have you seen Leprechaun 4?
No, I haven't.
Yeah, don't archive
not great.
That. Don't archive
not
that.
Great.
Yeah. That, what's one of the worst films you've seen, Steve?
One of the worst films that these are harder questions. So many terrible.
Have you ever
films.
Watched a film on 3X, Steve?
No.
The three times as fast.
Oh, no.
Probably you know, for an enthusiast, probably not
The rush.
Let's bring in our last contestant I'm very excited.
Thank you so much, Steve. Okay?
Thanks, guys.
All right.
Thanks for coming on.
Okay.
Yes. Our last guest is Mandy or Amanda. I'm not sure what... Do you see what name she's entered?
So there's two the options I have. I have Amanda and Amanda's person.
Okay, so pick Amanda.
Okay. Here's Amanda.
Hi, Amanda.
Hello.
Amanda, can you tell us where you're from and a fun fact about you, please?
I am living in New York, and a fun fact, not really that fun, but I have a slight phobia of bananas.
Mm. Oh, interesting.
Me too.
Excellent.
Yes.
I'm not supposed to talk about it, but what about an imaginary friend named Banana? Would you be afraid of that?
No.
Okay, fine.
Karen, what is your phobia of bananas, that you will fall if one is on the floor discarded?
More of an aversion. Like, I kind of wish I like bananas because they're so convenient. They have their own wrapper. Yeah. You don't have to wash them, but I'm not a fan.
Okay? Yep. Amanda, do you have any ideas for what the stakes should be for Akiva and myself, for whoever
really
is more off on your age?
Yeah, no, I don't have any ideas. Sorry.
Okay.
Are the people who are done, are they leaving KFC? Are they in
I can't see them.
Yeah, Nas, Sandra, Steve are all still here.
Okay. Good.
Okay.
Get Nas back in for a second.
Nas, do you have any ideas?
Do you have any stakes ideas for us? What should we be playing for?
Oh my gosh. What should you be playing? One of you has to buy the other something. Tickets to something or...
Rob has plenty of money now, so...
That's Akiva's thing. Yeah.
All right.
Hmm. Okay.
You don't like leaving the house, so I don't know if like tickets.
Could
that's like
be
a,
something
that's a
to
punishment.
Do with that. Something to do with that animated series.
Oh, they have to watch the air freshener show. Yeah,
the air freshener show. I'll say this, Rob. This has nothing to do with. Thank you. This has nothing to do with my question. Were there any crazy fried foods at the North Carolina State Fair, and did you try any of them?
No, I didn't, but there's a lot of like deep fried like candy bars and stuff like that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And you weren't curious to try one? That's Americana, baby. That's like,
so I would taste something like that, but I wouldn't pay like $10 to taste it.
Oh, like a deep fried Snickers bar is $10.
Everything was super expensive. That it was like, I thought I'm like, oh, okay. Oh, we'll go to the fair and things will be cheap. And it, like my wife and my two kids got Italian ices, and it was $30 for Italian ices.
What?
Yeah.
Who knew the North Carolina State Fair was so expensive? So
I don't know who the one percenters are that visit the North Carolina State Fair, but I was like,
Chester once bragged.
Too rich for my blood.
Chester once bragged that Minnesota has the number one ranked state fair. So maybe that's where we should be going.
Maybe. Does the state fair just go on tour from city to city? Is that what
that
goes
would be
on?
Funny.
It's all the
Imagine
states.
If the North Carolina State
it's
Fair
a huge
was
operation.
Like.
I don't understand like what these people are doing the other 50 weeks out of the year.
What if they cross state lines? Like the North Carolina State Fair is like, hey, we're coming to South Carolina this week. Would that be allowed or not?
Do you know a lot about state fairs?
I don't actually, although I thought I had heard that the Iowa State Fair was the biggest state fair. So who knows?
Okay.
Ah, okay. I think they said best. All right. I'll ask the first question to Amanda. Wait, Amanda, you introduced yourself. Obviously, when you say New York City, you mean Manhattan. I'm going to ask.
I just said New York. No, I didn't necessarily say New York City.
I know. You said New York. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Amanda, who's your celebrity crush?
Oh my gosh. My celebrity crush.
Or your biggest one of all time, if you don't have one right now.
Oh gosh. Well, let's go. Matthew McConaughey, let's put that out there.
Okay. I think it's a good question.
Did you hear about the time that he was on the plane with Sandra Bullock?
You must have been jealous. You must have been so jealous of Sandra.
Amanda, oh my God. Did you ever at any point have a profile on the website myspace.com?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, I did.
That's pretty good. Yeah. What social media platform do you most actively use? I'll keep going with this.
Probably Reddit.
Okay.
Age is getting knocked down a little bit.
So, how about what is your favorite movie of all time?
Favorite movie of all time, probably like Halloween 2.
Oh.
I know, not really a popular one, but stuck with me.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Amanda. What was the first concert you ever went to, Amanda?
Guns N' Roses.
Guns N' Roses.
Yep.
Wow. I think I know like Amanda's exact age.
Okay.
What do you got, Rob?
Guns N' Roses in concert. How about what is your favorite podcast, if any?
Well, are you going to get offended if I don't say one of yours?
I'd much prefer you told us the truth. Yeah,
It would be useless for our purposes. If
probably Watch What Crappens.
Okay.
Okay. You know what that is, Rob?
Yes. Do you?
Okay. So I was going to, so a Bravo head. We have a
Bravo
head.
Yes. I watch way too much Bravo.
Hey, Rob, I think I got this.
You think you got this? Okay.
Are you, how confident are you that you're going to win? Now, Rob leads by 3.
Mm-hmm.
So I need to beat Rob here for the win, or else I'm going to have to tweet everyone born in 1978 is useless or whatever we said. People pointed out I never watched the Big Brother live feeds as a punishment. Yes. So someone remind me that we have a lady named Amanda, not this Amanda, who is our new assistant. And so your first job, Amanda, is remind me next summer that I'll watch the Big Brother live feeds as my punishment.
Mm-hmm.
And tweet about it.
We have an assistant named Amanda.
Yeah, she wrote in. We talked about it on the podcast last week, and she said I want to be your assistant with Will.
Yeah.
And so we said she's hired.
But do only you have access to Amanda, the assistant?
No, it doesn't really seem fair
that you have an assistant.
I mean, do you do a lot of like pre-show work for this show?
I'd like to have contact with our assistant.
I will CC you on an email with Amanda, and you could you can join that. Have you made a pick yet?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
Actually, you know what? Let me. All right, I'll keep it. I'll keep it. I was gonna adjust it.
You're going to adjust it.
What'd you say? 39.
What did you say, Rob?
46.
Okay. All right. So we need Amanda for me to win. We need Amanda to be 41 or younger. If she's 41 or younger, well, if she's 41 exactly, it's a tie, right?
Mm-hmm.
But if she's 41 or younger, so if she's 40 or younger, I win. 41 tie, 42 or over, Rob is the winner.
Amanda, please reveal your age and turn your camera on.
I am 44.
Oh, Rob with the W.
Yeah.
Nice job, Rob.
Yes. Okay. I mean, I felt like to see Guns N' Roses, I felt like that you need to be of a certain age to go to a Guns N' Roses concert.
Yeah. I think I was like 15 or 16. They must have been
just about to break up.
Oh, I don't know.
It must have been one of their last shows.
Yeah. It was their Use Your Illusion tour, I believe, with the Soundgarden opening for them.
Yes.
It was a good one.
So win for Rob. A nice kitchen. Amanda's a nice kitchen behind her.
Amanda, you're a big horror movie buff?
I do enjoy the horror movies, yes.
What was it about Halloween 2?
I don't know. It just always stuck with me.
It's the best of the series?
I think so. I don't know. It's just the suspense of in the hospital. I don't know. It was just scary. The deserted hospital. Mm-hmm. It always just stuck with me as a good one. So,
Amanda, what's your opinion on George Clooney?
I don't really have an opinion on him.
Nicole said ask about Clooney. Clooney heads are all 45 plus.
I mean, I remember him from, you know, being on Roseanne. So, you know, I've been a fan for a while, but I don't really have much of an opinion.
Yeah.
Rob, how's it feel to have pulled out a W after your loss a couple weeks ago?
Well, I was really like in the hole for a bit here in this game. So this was a nice
I think the scoring is good. I think you know the scoring. I think that was a good idea.
Nice come from behind win. Amanda, what part of the country do you live in?
I live in Westchester County in New York.
Okay. Yes, so we've Canadians and people like in the tri-state area. And and where was our first person from?
Was our first person Jack? Jack is from Boston originally.
Yeah,
okay. I went to Delaware also. Yeah,
yeah. Okay,
all righty.
Amanda, how's the Watch What Crappens these days?
It's good. It's good. Those guys make me laugh. Mm-hmm.
What's the best? What's the best Real Housewives city?
I think New York. I like the best, but last season wasn't that great. I'm enjoying.
You know, we have a Salt Lake City podcast. With Jacob Jones and Maggie Morgan.
Mm-hmm. I know. My person has told me about.
I was going to say, do you want to reveal who your person is and how you got roped into this?
Yes, I was roped into it by my wonderful person, Tommy Guam. So you may know Tommy Guam is my husband.
Okay. Oh,
so
the famous Amanda, Tommy.
Yes. Are we going to bring on Amanda's person in this backstage?
I don't know. Are you bringing
If your wife had a Zoom link that said Nicole's person, would it even be you?
I mean, I don't know who else it would be.
I know, but it would also probably wouldn't be that.
Saying. Okay.
Yeah.
Here we go. Here's Tommy.
There he is.
Hey, Tommy.
RHAP super fan.
Hi, Rob. Hi, Akiva. Karen.
Yes.
Amanda.
Tommy, how did you sell this to Amanda?
Well, Karen reached out on Discord and the Wombat Woman Discord, and I asked my wife, and I think she regretted it immediately.
Yeah. Is that true, Amanda? Did you regret it immediately?
I didn't regret it, but I've been pretty nervous about it. So.
Oh, okay.
You guys were okay, though.
Tommy, did you ever see Guns N' Roses in person?
I don't think I've ever seen Guns N' Roses in person, no. I mean, I was a fan, but...
Yes. Yeah. Are you two, like, right next to each other? I noticed Amanda is very... that. I really appreciate that, is muting as soon as Tommy talks.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Maybe not the first double Zoom call in this house.
Wow, no, impressive. No.
Okay. Working from home, you know, you've had to figure it out.
Right. Oh. Yeah. Tommy and Amanda, you have anything to plug?
Do we have anything to plug? No.
No.
Have you two considered starting a podcast?
We actually did, Rob. We were going to, during the pandemic, we were going to do a Degrassi podcast because I'd never seen Degrassi.
Have you thought about maybe Skam, which is like the Norwegian Degrassi?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Famously.
I don't know if Amanda knows what Skam is. I think that's only... exclusive to Renat people.
All right, think about it. All right. So, Tommy, Amanda, thank you both so much.
Thank you. Thank you, Karen.
Okay.
Thank you.
There you go.
All right. So, W for Rob. Great job by KFC.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Now I'm upset that we didn't really work out those stakes.
Right.
I know.
Yeah.
I forgot. That's my bad. Do you know how old I am now that you've heard some hints here and there?
Oh, okay. Let's guess. That's a good one.
Okay.
I've got a question for you because you're married, right? I follow you on Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
You're married. You have a grown-up life. You have a husband and a dog.
Yes.
Were you one of the first of your friends to get married, Karen?
I mean, I don't have that many friends.
Oh.
But yes, Yeah.
But you also like, you live in the middle of nowhere, I feel like, right?
No, I live in Toronto. So that might,
I live
in the suburbs. I live in the suburbs.
Yeah, Karen has like a backyard, if I feel like. She's always like in the woods, basically. Mm-hmm.
Right. Yeah, I think that most people get married around the age that I did.
Okay.
In big cities. Like, I'm from a place where people get married at, like, 22, 23. Mm-hmm. But I now live in a place like...
22, 23, that is very young.
Yeah, that's very young. I'm from close to where Sandra's from now.
Okay. I almost don't want to guess, because at least the other six, as lovely as they were strangers. I don't want to be like...
Mm-hmm. No, I won't get offended.
Karen, what was the first concert you attended?
Yeah,
Sting and Annie Lennox.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, she said that already. Had that. What's your all-time favorite movie? Yes. And who's your celebrity crush?
Daddy's Home 2.
Daddy's Home 2 is your favorite movie.
Yeah, I've seen it 4 times. It's so bad, but it's so good.
Daddy's Home 2. Should that be in the crappy movie?
Yeah, John Lithgow's so good in it.
What is Daddy's Home 1?
It's like... Will Ferrell and Mark, what's his name?
Mark Wahlberg.
Wahlberg,
yeah.
Oh, it's a Christmas movie.
But in the second
movie.
One, their dads come home.
Yes.
And that's where it's like...
Uh-huh. Yeah. And who plays their dads?
Is it like Mel Brooks and
oh, honestly, John I was going to put him in. Freaking Mel Gibson is one
or
of
Mel
the dads.
Or Mel Gibson. No, Mel.
Sorry.
No, sorry.
I was going to put this in the crappy movie.
Is Mel Gibson the canceled one? Who's the canceled one?
Yes. Yeah. Mel Gibson is the canceled
one. Mel Gibson's in it.
A big difference between Mel Gibson and Mel Brooks, by the way.
In fact, Mel Gibson said he won't watch a movie with Mel Brooks in it.
Sorry, does that give away my age? I don't know. So the canceled one's in it, but he's like the bad dad.
Yeah.
And then John Lithgow is the good dad. And it's very funny.
John Cena's in that movie also.
Yes, and he's like the cool dad.
Yeah. Or is he Shaw?
And Sully Sullenberger.
Yeah.
He's Hop Shaw. I never remember.
Are you anywhere closer to guessing my age?
Yes. Yeah. Okay. Rob, do you have an idea?
I have a guess.
Okay. Hold on, I'll write it down. Do this. And then we'll go to the mailbag.
Yeah, okay. Right. Here, let me write
We should have asked down. Our...
I can't lose on this, right?
No, you can't lose. This doesn't count. You already won.
Okay.
I'd ever use the calculator function on my...
Yeah, what'd you
okay,
say?
You ready?
Yeah.
My guess is...
31. I said 29.
I think we're very close.
I'm 34.
34? Oh, okay. He is closer.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but that was not the real tiebreaker.
No.
No.
Yes.
Wouldn't matter. I lost anyway.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Okay. Karen, are you going to stay for the mailbag?
Yes, I will.
Okay.
I was also going to ask her how old we could have also, if she didn't want to talk about her own age, or even maybe as a funny bit, we could have guessed how old the dog was. That's the type of
thing. Are we guessing in dog years or people years?
Yeah. Oh, that's a good question.
Mm-hmm.
Probably there's more of a variance if you guess people years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Akiva, do you know about Bones Day and No Bones Day?
I keep hearing about it.
Is that more of a...
I haven't clicked on it on purpose.
It's not a Twitter thing.
It's a TikTok thing.
Yeah.
Not a Twitter thing. Not a Twitter thing. I have not clicked on it.
Yeah.
Are you into Bones Day and No Bones Day?
It's cute. Yeah.
You know what Bones Day is? Okay. I asked my daughter.
Yeah. I feel like that they sort of like have it both ways of like, that it's like, if it's Bones Day... You're supposed to like, it's like, it's Bones Day, go out, spend money, do it. Like, it's like it's No Bones Day. Okay, go out, buy stuff, take care of yourself, like, take it easy. Like, they sort of like try to spin it either way.
Yeah,
I wish they'd steer more into like, it's No Bones Day. It's going to be a terrible day.
Yeah, I thought it was about, like, honestly, my guess was, it was like, some days you give the dog a bone and some days you don't. I thought it was dog related for some reason.
Not
it
is, bad, yeah. But
you're not far off. You're not far off.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Right. I had a lot of fun. Karen did a great job, corralled a lot of people.
Yes. Karen, where can people see everything that you're doing in case people don't stay all the way through the podcast?
Right. Well, I have been doing quite a bit recently. It comes and goes in spurts, but I was recently on Silent Podcast?
Yes.
With Chappelle and Sasha doing Never Have I Ever. So I did the season one finale there. And in my own podcast world, of course, I'm on Wombat Water with Corey B. So What's My Age Again, in part a Wombat Water production, mm-hmm. co-production, because we worked really hard on that.
To Corey B.
But
as well.
Yes, thank you, Corey B. And we just did a coconut water podcast. We do one water podcast a year, it feels like. But more relevant, I think, for this month is we're coming up with a tarot card podcast part two. So we have a listener, Sergio, who listener of this podcast, who does tarot card readings. And so we are answering people's questions.
I didn't even know a tarot card reading could tell you your past life.
Yeah, so we're asking people. Okay,
do you think that we were podcast co-hosts in the past life?
I don't. Well, would the past life indicate that like it was the past because there were no podcasts before we were born?
That's a good point.
Yeah, so maybe like old timey radio host, possibly. Yes, right. In like
but
the
do you think that maybe like you like opened the show and I was like the person who was more of like the color commentator?
I think is that what you think of me as the color commentator?
Yeah.
I think you're thinking of like alternate universes, alternate dimensions more than the past.
Yeah, maybe.
Right. So we're using for Halloween, we're using the death deck, which is not actually as spooky as it sounds.
I'm out. Check, please.
No. It's more like Latin American art. It has skulls and stuff on the deck. But it's, and death in tarot card, by the way, means more like new beginnings than actual death. So do you want to know about your past lives?
Yeah, I'd like to know.
Okay, mm-hmm. So if anyone wants to know about Robin Akiva's past life, we will cover
each of
yours.
Is that
going to
be one episode?
It's going to be one episode, just 10 minutes per person.
Okay.
Be short. So, come by Wombat Water, probably closer to Halloween.
Mm-hmm.
Subscribe to the feed, and we're going to do tarot card readings. If you have a question, you can submit it to me. Just find me on Twitter or at Wombat Water, actually on Twitter. And we'll give you your reading. We'll explain what it means. And I think it's really nice because if you don't know anything about it, Sergio is very good at explaining it in a very simple way. So that's what's coming up.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, Karen,
Wombat Water.
Thank you for putting this all together. We're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we will get into this week's mailbag here on Robin Akiva Need a Podcast. All right, we're back for the mailbag, episode 152, What's My Age Again, with Rob Akiva and Karen from Canada, and we are ready to go, and we're still riding high off of What's My Age Again. Karen, again, thought that worked out really great.
I thought that was really fun, and thank you for allowing me to bring some of my friends onto the show.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And their family. That was great.
Yeah, that was really fun. And Akiva, do you feel like that What's My Age Again could be in the mix?
I would. Yeah, absolutely. I would do that again for sure. I think we'd get more maybe volunteers now that people have seen it. Mm-hmm. Not so scary.
Mm-hmm.
But I do think, that's a good question. Let's start there in the mailbag. Because what if we did this again, maybe 10 episodes from now, we put it on the wheel.
Yeah.
But it's not age. It's just something similar.
What would you
think? No, I don't think we could do What's My. Well, I don't think it's Guess My Weight, because I don't think that would. I mean,
okay.
It would be a hilarious episode. We're not doing that. Is there anything else
romantic
we can guess?
Romantic partners? Is that, do you think that would work, Akiva?
What does that mean? What does that mean? Who's my romantic partner? Like, how?
Not who.
What are we guessing?
Yeah, guessing like who's my husband?
I don't know. Is it James from North Carolina? Like, so how would romantic partners work?
I mean,
what's the question?
I shouldn't. You're a grown adult, Akiva. I shouldn't need to explain it to you.
No, so is the question, am I single or married?
No.
Well, so what's the question?
We're trying to guess things. We're trying to guess things about people.
But what are we guessing? What does romantic partners mean? I'm confused.
Yeah. Okay.
Karen, what does he mean? I feel like I'm dumb.
I think there are probably better ideas.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out what else do you want to guess with people?
Well, so we had a suggestion.
Guess my
this
height?
Was even okay, that's not bad.
Mm-hmm.
We had a suggestion, but we had a slight issue with it. We could talk about it, but this is the precursor to What's My Age Again from a year ago, which was Guess Where I'm From. And
so it would basically be
like three people come and it's like, all right, who's really the Texan and who's not from Texas? That sort of thing.
Sounds very boring.
Yeah. Okay.
But in that ballpark, if a listener, maybe if we don't have it here, if a listener could think of something that's not age, but like we have to guess something about the person, guess my net worth.
Yeah, net worth. My annual salary.
Mm-hmm. What is my salary?
Yeah, send me your payrolls, everyone.
Yeah, we need some stubs.
What if we try to guess the balance in their checking account?
Uh-huh. How much does my... We go on a tour of their house. We guess how much it costs. Stuff like that.
Yeah, all of these sound super respectful and appropriate.
Yes. Karen, do you think we can find that out for people? That people will come on and like will guess their balance?
Yeah, maybe not.
No.
Maybe not. Okay.
But along those lines, what can we do that's... And we could do age again, but along the lines, is there something we can do that is...
Guess people's shoe size.
Based on what, though? What
are we... Questions. Are we looking at them? The questions.
Maybe listeners guess our
shoes. Might bring in the wrong crowd. Yeah.
That is true.
Maybe so.
All the feet people will come. I think I got
this. Keep is going to love this one, Karen. What are we guess how many followers they have on social media.
Okay. All right.
I mean, this is going to be like part of like the, what do you call, like the packet thing, right? Like the activity thing.
Variety pack.
Variety pack. Yeah. Sorry. I'm a little removed.
We get people. Oh, yeah, and then Akiva can guess how many Twitter followers they have.
How many Twitter followers does John have? I don't know.
That's a good question.
Not enough. But I think it would be, you'd have to get a couple like celebrities in there, but we'd also never heard of them. Mm-hmm. Like this guy's the number one, you know, like it's the number one nails person in the country. And they have like a nails YouTube with 12 million followers. They do.
To be honest,
nails.
You've already lost me. I don't think this is a good idea.
All right.
We're in ballpark.
He's just fine.
Yeah. We just said we had a successful podcast. Akiva's like, but what can we do different next time?
Well, fine.
How do we make
steaks?
Yeah.
How do we do it, but worse?
Yeah.
We'll do steaks next time.
Yes. What's the Daddy's Home 2 of this?
I cannot believe Mel Gibson and Mel Brooks is one of the funniest all-time mix-ups also. Mm-hmm. I was going to put that right in, honestly, until I heard the Mel Gibson. I'm really Yeah, people actually said, should you put a holiday-themed crappy movies? This is from Shelley. She says, holiday-themed crappy movies, is it time to start compiling some of them? Because it's almost August. Or almost
Christmas
November.
Creep.
Sorry.
For real.
Yes. It's a great addition to the diaper. Her ideas are Babes in Toyland from 1989, which stars a young Drew Barrymore and Keanu Reeves. Bad guy Richard Mulligan lives in a giant bowling ball. Have you ever seen this movie?
No.
Babes in Toyland. Should we watch Daddy's Home 1 because it doesn't have Mel Gibson?
Well, if it's a success, people are going to want to watch Daddy's Home 2.
I know, that's a problem. Is there going to be a 3? I mean, it's the best movie ever made, Karen. Is there going to be a 3? They working on it?
I don't know. I don't think so.
I remember at the time, I didn't know anything about that movie, but I remember at the time they cast Mel Gibson and everyone was like, why did you do this? It's a sequel from a movie that just came out.
Mm-hmm.
Why do you need him? And, you know, it was an interesting decision.
Mm-hmm.
Cancel culture doesn't work for everybody. all right.
I thought he was Mel Brooks. So I was like, oh, yeah, I feel okay watching this.
She didn't know who it was. Yeah.
And then I looked it up. And I was like, oh, no, is this the canceled one? And it was. And then I still watched it a first time.
Look. The heart wants what the heart wants, Akiva.
KFC always says you can separate the art from the artist, especially when it comes to Daddy's Home 2.
Yeah.
Okay.
Not our
we'll
daddy.
See.
Yeah.
No. We'll see. Yeah, says episode 164. Episode 164 should be The Big Lebowski. In celebration of Akiva's highest bowling score done three times. For episode 164, you should watch The Big Lebowski. This would also fit that cult classic movie idea that has been tossed around.
Yeah.
Putting this on the wheel would really tie the room together.
Mm-hmm.
We had on NGOG this week, we had Matty Fresh on, Matt Gagan.
Yes.
And he lives in New York. We had an idea that if I'm available in the New York area in January, that we would go all you can bowl until I break the record.
Wow.
Like just go there all day and do not leave until I break my high score, which might be one game. But it might be. So I did this once.
Yeah.
When I had a 164, I think right after high school with my friend Ellie, and we went somewhere that had 2 hours, all you could bowl. We only went two people, so you get as much bowling as you wanted. And the first like seven games, I didn't break the score. And then the eighth game, I got like strike spare. And then they said like, all right, your 2 hours are over. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, what are you talking about? They're like, the 2 hours are over. Like, okay, I'll pay for it. Like, I've got a strike spare. I'll pay for the game. And they said like, well, you could play another game, but like the computer lost your score. It won't like actually be official.
Mm-hmm.
And so I lost my,
so you think you would get better as the day went on? Like, it's not like you're like a pitcher.
I did get better. The eighth game was the best.
Yeah.
I definitely like your, what happened, the strategy was I was getting much more tired as the game goes on. But in any game where I knew I wasn't going to break the record, I would just bowl lefty or I'd drop the ball for the rest of the game. So to not tire myself out, basically.
Like, conserving like, your pitches.
Conserving my pitches and bowling. Like if you have 50 after five, like, all right, I'm just going to roll this down. Yeah, I'll go lefty a couple times. Pitchers do that
where it's like they get the count to like 3-0 and then just throw like ball four with a left hand.
That's not a bad idea. Or like just throw a giant meatball down like 11-0.
Next level bowling. Mm-hmm. Go up there and you just drop, you just throw the ball right in the gutter.
I hadn't thought about this in years, but I don't know why I'm so hellbent now. Like I will not rest until I do this. That was
wow.
So yeah, first of all, KFC, do you have any ideas for us?
I have one in the works, but I will maybe pitch it at a later time. It has to do with,
that's exciting.
It is guessing, but it's like guessing what happens next.
Should the next what's my age again be that we bring people on and then we try to guess what their bowling high score is?
Do you think that's a sustainable bit for more than 1 minute?
No.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. I mean, maybe.
The other KFC special we did was what was the game with the lie detector?
Tell the truth.
Now that way, we do have human lie detector on the wheel already.
Yeah.
So I don't know if that's too similar, but
corner guess.
Oh yeah, corner. Oh, that's right. KFC's famous corner guess appearance.
Yes. Yeah.
Canadian TV shows are trash. I think that was a good episode. I think we could do that again.
What's corner guess maybe day? Did we forget to celebrate that this year?
April 13th, is it not?
Yeah.
I think we missed at least one. We may have missed two. And they were both sort of like in the pen. You know, it was like bad time. Yes. April 13th.
Can you ask Amanda, our assistant, to make sure that we have properly properly recognized
corner guess day. We need to tweet at Brent Butt.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So corner guess day and... we've never forgotten this, honestly, but Amanda, remind us, July 5th, most important, Pull and Peel Twizzler Day every year. Mm-hmm. Make sure we don't miss that one.
Yes.
But we haven't missed one yet. Okay, so Rob, do you have any ideas for us?
Nothing that's off the top of my head. I did feel like I had something that I was kicking around, but maybe it'll come back to me.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Dan Sedensky has another sort of sequel idea. He says, Keeves Peeves was a great episode. We all agree that the concept was amazingly outstanding, but the peeves themselves could be improved upon. What we need to improve this is the hot take of peeves. The peeves in the bracket are unique peeves. Basically, okay, fine. He wants a reprise of Keeves Peeves.
Hmm. Remind me again how Keeves Peeves went.
Now, I'm going to be very honest with you.
Yes.
Because we've done 152 of these podcasts. I have no freaking idea. I don't remember what the format was.
Yeah. Okay. I'm relieved that I'm not the only one who doesn't.
I don't know. Yeah. I mean, it's been a while.
Yeah.
Episode list. Should we listen to a little of it? Try and figure it out.
You want me to just jump in randomly on Keeves?
Please,
Peeves?
If you don't mind. Okay. If you don't mind. We've never done this before.
Sure. Let's see.
Let's try and figure out the format.
This is a new bit of like,
this is exciting.
Just take one of our old podcasts and what episode was it?
Play it on this podcast. Keeves Peeves. So we're going to control F for Peeves. 143. Okay. It was very recent. I really don't remember this.
Okay.
I thought it was like a year ago.
Okay. Keeves Peeves was only was like in the summer. 143. Keeves Peeves.
That's when podcast was pitched.
Okay. Now it's coming back to me. Sasha Joseph was here. See, I think the name wasn't great. Yeah. That was, I was mad because I'm like, these were the peeves? Okay. But yeah, let me jump in.
Yes.
Let me jump
now in. I remember the episode.
Okay. Let's jump in randomly here.
Holy
okay.
Cow.
Here we go. I don't want to go too far that we're into the mailbag.
Mm-mm.
Okay, so
let's see. Are you a mailbag skipper when you re-listen to this podcast?
Okay, let's see. All right, here's at 1 hour, 1 minute and 52 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
XYL.
Uh-huh.
No, oh, what does it mean? Like, really,
what I really hate?
Know? Like, no, I don't know. What is that? I don't have my phone.
This happened like a week ago. Someone, I think it was like a military abbreviation or something, but I saw it on Twitter and I'm like, I don't know what that means. And I searched it and I still couldn't find it. It's like, oh, if Google doesn't even know what you're talking about, like, you're getting too niche here, you know, too specific.
Urban Dictionary, people use it. Yeah. But yeah, I had an old boss who would like.
Yeah, what was the abbreviation?
I'm not sure.
Okay. All right.
I wonder what.
Yeah. So Sasha was great. I don't know if the idea was bad.
It was the Sasha episode. That's what I remember.
Yeah. The
so
actual,
what is Dan asking?
I think people didn't like the level of thieves.
Okay.
Yeah.
They want more. They want hotter takes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to do the hot takeoff again in January. That's every January. So that'll come back soon enough.
Yeah.
Okay. But yeah, that is funny that I remember the Sasha episode. It wasn't so long ago, but I forgot it was both.
I think the name was, in hindsight, did not really represent Keeps Peeps.
You love that name.
It's a great name, but yeah, just it didn't hold up to the memory test.
This made me laugh. This is from Shelley, a different Shelley from the one I just read an idea from.
Yeah,
a minute ago. This Shelley with an S. That was Shelley with a C. Shelley says, I have a movie for the crappy movie diaper. It's from 1988. It has a 4% on Rotten Tomatoes, and it is so bad, it is good. Although there are aliens, there are extraterrestrials in the movie.
There is
plenty of room to make fun of this movie that was actually made by McDonald's and has an 80s dance party in a McDonald's.
The movie was Her made by Mac McDonald's? And Mac and Me. Yeah, I mean, she Mac says, and Me already Mac is in the crappy movie diaper.
Shelly likes this show enough to write in a form, which I hadn't even tweeted out this week. Thank you, Shelly.
Yes.
But not enough to know that Mac and Me's been in the Crappy Movie Diaper for 3 years.
Yeah.
It's been sitting there.
This was your premise. Yes.
Yes. Yes. 2.5 years. So that's, I mean, listen, I understand. I don't remember an episode. We did 9 episodes ago. So
it was foundational really for the Crappy Movie Diaper even starting.
Yes. Yes. It is definitely on Mount Crappy Movie Diaper Rushmore. That's absolutely.
Yes. Okay. All right.
But it's funny. I guess it is a good idea if people are requesting it.
Yes.
People still want the Mac and Me.
The super form. Did we already talk about that last week?
We didn't talk about the super form. No.
Yes. Okay. Because last do we have any gold from there? I mean, it's been it's been probably 10 days since we recorded a Renap episode because we recorded Leprechaun 4 early a week ago.
Yeah, so I'll tell you what we got responses for. So what attainable celebrity do you think Rob and Akiva should try and get to notice them? Now, I'm not going to go over which ones because that's for the
All right, well, how about pack. Based off of what today, what about most unusual celebrity crush?
I mean, that's like a funny question. Is that even sustainable for 15 minutes as a podcast?
I don't know, Karen, would you want to hear some listeners talk about they tell us who their celebrity crushes are and we book them for the podcast because they have unusual celebrity crushes.
I mean, I guess you have an assistant now, so I guess you could explore whether or not that's viable. You're going to book pack? These unusual. Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah.
Who's going to, maybe.
Okay. I'm just spitballing. I guess
These like people like journalists on Twitter who are like verified, like these kind of unusual crushes that you like kind of interacted with on Twitter a couple times?
Okay,
and then you're
journalists, big Wolf Blitzer guy.
Those are the ones who are verified that don't have a lot of followers.
Is that like
somehow
Steve
Lacy?
Right. Who's your journalist crush?
I'm a big Pat Kiernan.
Well, you said unusual. So I think you know, someone who like you think you could probably get, you know. Is like attainable, but it is like verified. So they're like a celebrity.
Who's your journalist crush?
My journalist crush?
Yeah.
I don't really have one. I'd say trying to think of like journalists.
Mm-hmm. Whoopi
a journalist? She's on the View.
Dave Jorgensen.
Dave Jorgensen, is he your celebrity? Is he your celebrity crush?
Not me. I just asked. That's a verified person that I know. I mean,
that's a very valid answer.
Yeah, and probably gettable since he knows Rob. So there are some funny answers there, but we'll wait. So that definitely is a go.
Rob can then retell
PG fashion.
Are you filibustering here? I want to know who's your journalist crush.
Oh, okay. Who's my journalist? Let me Google journalist list of journalists.
Could be a local news person.
Rick Devins.
Rick Devins.
Am I a journalist? No, I don't think I'm a journalist. Bob Woodward, no. Bob Woodward. I'm just going through everybody. Joan Didion's not really a journalist. What are you talking about, Google?
Yeah.
Thomas Friedman, like these, that person's dead.
Obviously Tyson Apostle and Danny Bryson from News AF, right? Those are
journalists?
And Rob Cesternino.
Yeah.
Rob, do you think of yourself as a journalist?
Not really.
I think of him as like
as a journalist.
He's more of an artist. We're more artists as podcasters. We're more in that. Christiane Amanpour, I'm just Googling top 100. Well, I'm not saying she's my crush. I'm just Googling top 100 journalists and like looking at who's still kicking, who's still alive on this list.
Yeah.
A lot of them are dead.
Okay.
I mean, like, it's also a ridiculous thing. You could pick like some like very like attractive, you know, I don't know. I'm going to walk into something here. I'm not going to.
So you're going to punt.
I said Pat Kiernan. I'm going with Pat Kiernan.
Pat Kiernan?
From New York One. Yeah. What, do you have a journalist crush? Is that what you brought up?
I don't have major crushes. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know.
Joe Posnanski.
Yeah. There are definitely some newscasters that I feel like that they would, you know, like I would have a drink with.
Yeah, you'd have a drink with them. Yeah. Do you have your eye on anybody in North Carolina news? Is that what you're?
I haven't watched any local.
Yeah, I've been watching local news. Yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Well. All right. That's fun.
Okay.
KFC, do you have a journalist crush?
Yeah.
It's a great segment.
Right.
That's what we're gonna ask.
Are we still
When we call people up on Instagram, that's going to be our first question. Do you have any crushes on journalists?
So then wait, what if it's like you Instagram video call your unusual crush?
Mm-hmm. I don't think they're going to answer. A little intrusive.
How do you know? Is it? Is that how you felt when you got a video call the other day?
Yeah, that
is. You call someone?
You know, yes. Like people in my family call me. I'm like, how are they? Why are they calling me? And then you text me first. Yeah.
For sure.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. We'll come back.
That's interesting. Yeah, there's a lot of good ones.
Okay.
Good looking people.
Question was: do you have a wild? Mm-hmm. Do you have a wild story that Rob can then retell in PG fashion? Tell us a story below.
Did people say?
We got enough for that.
They did.
Yeah, we didn't get. Not everyone wrote in there, but I think we have enough for 10-15 minutes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. For you to retell their story, sure.
Hmm.
Does your child or any child you might have access to have any questions for Robin Akiva? I don't think we got enough for those.
Oh, that's such a no brainer. Their
kids any questions.
Like, I kind of feel like if that's the week it comes up, like I feel like everybody's going to ask their kid a question.
I agree. If we like have a separate form for that, maybe it's separate forms.
Or record a video of your kid and then send it to us. I feel like that to have the kid asking the question is also like very earnest.
Yeah. Do you have any funny FML stories? We got a million of those.
Karen, do you have an FML story?
Mm-hmm. Please give us one.
You don't even have to tell us, but you have.
No,
one.
Tell us. I want her to tell us.
Yeah.
You want to think about it for a second?
I'll read put Karen on the spot.
Yeah, I'll think about it.
Yeah.
And the other thing, I think this is a shorter segment, but we ask people for something they want us to plug. We're going to start commercials. And people gave us ideas for. Things that they want to plug. So that could be like a short, like 3-minute segment or something.
3-minute segment.
Those Twitters. Matt, I mean, how about this? Each part of the variety pack will be brought to you by a different product that someone's trying to pitch for us.
That could be the interlude. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. In between segments. Okay. This segment is brought to you by Chappelle's Twitter or something.
Mm-hmm.
Someone said we should plug that. Fine.
Okay.
Karen, do you have an FML story?
I mean, no one wants to hear about other people's ORGs, but this morning, apparently, my game blew up, and I'm going to have to deal with that when I get off of this. FML.
Yeah.
You see your fake survivor
season. Like, we pretend, like, we're all adults pretending to play Big Brother, and someone blew up my game this morning. I haven't even checked.
People in their 30s.
The people in their 30s and 40s, mid-30s. Maybe 50s. And this is what they do. And after this, I'm going to have to go check my DMs and do some PR. So FML.
Yeah, you got this.
My FML story is when my bowling game got shut down when I was at 2 strikes and 2 spares.
All right. Well, do you have any other suggestions?
Any other mailbag suggestions? Yeah, we just got one in now from Yishai.
Okay.
And he says, the OG is always right. You know, this is a great idea. But he says, this is not just a great idea. It's a phenomenal idea.
Okay.
He says he was listening to Rob's latest podcast with his wife, and they mentioned that they would need a new show to watch together after Succession.
Yeah.
So his idea is
I'm almost there to season 2, episode 8 in the books.
That's exciting. So by next week, you should be all caught up. If not by tomorrow,
well, you should be caught up and ready to go. Just knocked it all out by himself. I'm watching like an episode a night with Nicole.
Now I feel bad. I may have asked this question. You and your wife recorded a Sopranos podcast on a different podcast.
Yes, we were on.
Your wife hated the movie, right?
She really hated the movie. Yeah,
she hated the movie. Right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's sad.
What do you feel bad about?
The idea here. I feel because she loves The Sopranos. I feel bad she hated the movie.
She was very disappointed.
Yeah. You think it impacts her love of The Sopranos in general? Or no,
she just hates the movie. Yeah.
It's non-canon. So his idea is listeners will pitch shows for Rob and Nicole. Kiva will read the suggestions, and Nicole has the power to veto. Basically, we're picking the next show for you to pick.
It's a very boring idea with all due respect.
Ishtai says, this idea will finally get Nicole on her.
I'm sure we can get Nicole on the podcast to do something.
Have we never gotten her on the show at all?
Never. We never had her come on. Never live. Like I think we can. Okay, I think we can do it, especially when our kids are at school. Like we can get Akiva during that time of day. Like I think we can. Mm-hmm. It's definitely doable.
Yeah, we do have the Sopranos in the season 3, episode 7 fishbowl. Yeah.
Nicole listened to 10 minutes of one episode of Renap. Said it was stupid, said like that. You know, no matter what we do in any other episode, and then she also listened to the musical, and then said musical. That doesn't sound like me. Yeah, and that was it.
Yeah, yeah.
And you can't convince her.
No, I don't. You can't
change her opinion on anything.
You can't. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's an opinion. Yeah. It's wrong.
Yeah, you can't reason with her.
Mm-mm. Mm-hmm. Not about this.
Yeah, she's made a decision, and that's it. She doesn't. Yeah. She doesn't change her mind on things.
Robin Akiva's infinite playlist. This is from Tara. Adding on to the Akiva making playlist discussion, listeners give this situation, and Robin Akiva will make a playlist for them. Yes. I see. All these music ideas to me are bad.
Karen, don't you want to hear Akiva talk about music?
I think I've heard enough today.
People don't want it. I think it'll be boring.
People are very curious.
It'll be interesting.
You could do it on Twitter. Do we need to put like podcasts of it?
I've got playlists. They could tweet me.
Akiva
can't talk about music on Twitter because not enough people are interested on Twitter. This is the sweet spot.
Use your Reddit.
I'll start my own Reddit.
Do you ever post on Reddit/r/music, Akiva?
I've never been there even. I've never been to r/music. The only Reddits I'm really on, you know, making sure once a week that, you know, the Renap Reddit's not on fire.
Yeah.
Trying to think what else, what other Reddits do I go to?
Mm-hmm.
Not really a lot.
Simmons
one sometimes is fun.
Yeah. The idea I had this week was sort of inspired by when AJ Norris was here and we played Taskmaster and he talked about how he would spend that $100. And he was talking about the things that he was going to buy on Fiverr. Like, is there anything to Robin Akiva spend money on Fiverr? Like, we look for...
That's fun. Yeah.
I love that idea.
Because there's lots of really interesting services that are offered. And then we end up like... And maybe it's like a two-part episode where we end up like... maybe like on a Tuesday or Wednesday, we record the first part. Mm-hmm. And then we check in, you know, at the weekend.
Yeah, like on Tuesday, we like buy someone who writes us a song, and then on Saturday, we play the song or something.
Yeah, but like we do like that with like six different things.
Yeah, I like the idea.
Somebody that's going to draw us a picture, and also somebody that's going to like promote Robin and Kevin's podcast. And also,
and people also could submit like ideas for, like go on Fiverr so we're not doing it live on the show the whole time. Like give us funny things that we could do on Fiverr.
Right. They find things also for us to look at.
Mm-hmm. Yes. I love it.
Okay, so what's it called?
Put it on the wheel right now.
Put it on the
Robin Akiva. I think temporarily it's Rob and Akiva go on Fiverr or something, but I'm sure we can get it better. Fiverr goes west? What about Fiverr goes west? You get that reference?
No. That's good.
Fiverr goes west. You don't get the reference, KFC?
No.
It's an American tale, too.
If you were old like Akiva and Rob.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of a spry 30.
I feel like that you've talked about Fiverr Goes West a lot. I feel like that's an important movie.
It is not an important movie. My only Fiverr Goes West anecdote is we were watching it in, and I don't even remember, I couldn't tell you one thing about it other than Fievel's like a mouse or a rat, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's an animated movie.
He's a mouse, I believe. Yeah.
He's a mouse and it's an animated movie, KFC, and everyone who doesn't at home who doesn't know what it is.
Okay.
I was in charge for some reason of getting Fievel Goes, we were watching it in like sixth grade in class, and I was in charge of getting it for like the teacher, I don't know why, but couldn't or wouldn't get the movie. Well, I had to like go to Blockbuster and get it for the class the day beforehand.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's a lot of responsibility.
A lot of responsibility. And then I think, I don't remember, like, did I forget maybe? Or and everyone got mad at me? Or I brought it in and then like she said next week and I'm like, well, we already have it. Something happened.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, that was my only Fiverr Goes West story that mm-hmm. I had to go to Blockbuster for my teacher.
Okay.
Okay.
Because teachers, you know,
shouldn't spend their own money on
that. That was my FML story.
I mean, like, who are these movies for? Like, the American Tale, it was like an immigration story that he was like a mouse that like came over on like a boat
cartoons,
to like Ellis Island. And it was like Depression era. Mm-hmm. Like, it was
cartoons were bad back then.
Very, very sad bad. And depressing. Like, he had no money.
Okay, so maybe we don't want to name the podcast after this.
Yeah, I guess.
No, and it's a funny bit.
Yeah, what about Live at Fiverr?
Live at Fiverr, that's good.
Okay, fair.
Live at
better? Yeah.
Better.
Yeah. Hmm. All right, so we'll workshop that.
All right, so we put something on the wheel. That's our goal every week. Get one thing on the wheel.
Okay.
Build that wheel up, make it big and strong.
Okay. Let's talk about this actually was Akiva's choice. So Akiva won a coin toss last time and ended up picking this. What's my age again? So kudos to Akiva for picking a good one. Let's talk about what's on the wheel. Currently, season 3, episode 7 is out there. The coin flip, the crappy movie diaper, which is the spooky movie diaper, which I believe we still have one more week to go before Halloween. And so we could potentially still watch Ernest Scared Stupid. Karen, have you ever seen
Ernest
that?
Ernest Scared Stupid.
No.
It's no Daddy's Home?
Daddy's Home too.
I kind of need a movie education. Mm-hmm. So I'll kind of, what's the movie? Ernest what?
Scared Stupid.
You don't
stupid.
Need this.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't think I don't he's archivist. We should have asked our archivist friend.
If he's archivist. Yeah.
Like archivist. Yes.
I'm pretty
no.
sure.
Okay.
Okay. The guest choice. Okay. So stand by for that, Karen.
Ooh.
Has that ever come up? Have we ever got it?
Never come up once.
Yeah.
Okay. Never happened once.
Robin, I'm excited. Need a college athlete. Was that getting quicksanded?
It's not quicksanded. It is on hiatus until I.
All right. Let's take it off the wheel.
It's off the wheel for now. Yeah.
Robin Akiva write a kid's book. Not a lot of buzz for that one.
I agree, but I also think it'll be fun.
Okay.
I agree there's no buzz for it, but I think we'll have a good time.
Maybe, yeah, for Robin and Kevin's kids book, are we going to ask people like to sort of like crowdsource, like ask your kids what kinds of things they want to have in the book?
100%. And I also remember somebody who volunteered to illustrate the actual book after.
Okay. We have the dad joke off.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But we could be, by the way, like if the book is good, we could turn into like a silly kids book and like fine, we'll have a fun podcast. If the book is good, like we'll sell millions of copies. That's our route to generational wealth, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like becoming authors.
Okay.
Would we put that for sale? You think people would buy that, our kids book, and give it read it to their kids?
Karen,
imagine if you're like, hey,
like you're, you know, a person who knows things about the world. Like, how hard is it to publish a book?
Yeah. You know who you should ask?
Who?
You should ask Shut Up Tim, because he, at his work, they put out a book about garlic.
Oh, yeah.
And they're turning it into a series. They turned it into a series. So,
a series? You know,
yes.
Like there's a TV series? Garlic
Halloween Tim have, book
does
coming
Shut Up Tim
out.
Have like an EP credit on that? Is he getting any cash?
Where can we watch the series? On Hulu?
Mm-hmm.
No, it's a book series.
Oh, book series.
Children's
book. A book series. Got it.
You're from a children's books, right? And so,
if
like,
we write one...
Really pick a topic that is that what we're talking about? Did I just pick us off?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. we write one, Karen, and it's good, we have to do a whole series. It's like Harry Potter, basically.
Mm-hmm. I mean, that's the ideal, is that even if it's just a one book, that it's good enough that you could make a series, right? Okay. So you have to pick something that's unique, something that has some sort of value to, ideally, both children and adults. Mm-hmm. And so that's your starting point. And so hopefully you crowdsource ideas that are that haven't been done before. Or if you're going to do something that's been done before, you got to do it like 20 times mm-hmm. better.
Okay.
Okay.
And please don't make it too long.
No, for sure. Yes. The podcast won't be that long.
Yeah, the podcast or the book?
The book. Yeah. Both, preferably. Mm-hmm. Okay. So.
All right. We have a commentary. We're going to do commentary on the movie Willy Wonka.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Akiva, I was thinking, did we miss the boat with E.T.? Would that have been a good movie to do commentary about?
A little spooky. You want to do E.T. instead of Willy Wonka?
No, we're
going to do Willy Wonka. Okay, can I say something about that?
Yeah,
Okay, so wait. So is it Akiva's afraid of E.T.?
Yes. He hides in
his
closet.
Okay, so I've been wanting to say this for ages. Because, same, when I was a kid, I would not, this is so gross, but I would not flush the toilet at school because I was scared E.T. was going to come out of the toilet.
Why the toilet? E.T. never was in the toilet.
I don't know. But then one day, like, all the big kids were on a field trip, and then I was in grade one, and the principal comes into the classroom like, who did not flush the toilet? All the big kids are out of school. I know it's one of you. And I was just like so embarrassed.
So who are you more afraid of, E.T. or the principal?
Yeah, I was afraid of E.T.
Karen, that he was going to come out of the FML origin story.
That was my first FML. Not even kidding. Oh, no. So sorry. I just wanted to say
that. Is that why they call you No Flush Karen?
Yeah. NFK.
Yeah. Okay.
Not anymore, okay? But I outgrew that just like I outgrew my fear of E.T., just to be mm-hmm. clear. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't think it's in my closet anymore. But
okay.
All right. Now we have our human lie detector.
Yep, that should be fun.
Okay. Mary-Kate? I don't know what we're doing there. We're watching a movie.
We're watching I think, Olsen Twins, some work from the Olsen Twins.
Okay.
Okay, that was just about right. Mary-Kate. Okay.
We have the...
It would be funny if we only focused on Mary-Kate, not on Ashley.
Yeah. What if we have to...
I mean, she's had
pick?
A tumultuous career.
What if, like, at the end of the podcast, we have to pick, is Mary-Kate or Ashley Olsen the official Olsen twin of the Renap?
I mean, you will never know the difference. I guess when they're both together, like on Full House, you'll never know who's who.
Mm-hmm.
They say they don't even know who's who in the scenes, but... Mm-hmm. I won't be able. I'm face blind. I will never be able to tell who's who.
Okay, I think I could tell the difference between the two of them.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
I couldn't tell you like one personality trait that's different, but maybe that's why we'll have the podcast. We'll learn more about that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and maybe we'll find out if they have a journalist crush.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Could you Instagram? Like, are they? I don't even think they're on Instagram. Probably.
Mm-hmm.
They're like above. I think they're above it all. You know,
social media.
They made their money.
Yeah,
that's I think they're above social media. Yeah, I'd love to be above social media.
We have the variety pack and Fiverr Goes West, not eligible for mm-hmm. being picked this week.
Yep.
Okay.
All right. Very solid wheel.
All right. Solid wheel. Not dummy mm-hmm. thick.
Not dummy thick. We'll get there.
Mm-hmm.
We'll get there.
Okay.
Well, the reason it's not thick is because every week something falls off. Whereas back in the olden days, season 3, episode 7. Means the wheel doesn't lose anything for a week, and it used to come up all the time. Now we lose mm-hmm. an idea every week.
Yeah, you know? Well, then we need to be putting two things on the wheel every week.
All right, that's a good point. All right, mm-hmm. that's
or at least every other week. Yeah,
yeah.
All right, so here we go. Episode one, number mm-hmm. 153, Halloween weekend. Mm-hmm. Yes. What's coming up?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and it's going to be Mary-Kate.
Okay. So Robin Akiva, well, I don't think we should call it Mary-Kate. Robin Akiva.
What should we call it?
Robin Akiva meet the Olsen twins or something.
Robin Akiva meet the Olsen twins.
Meet the Olsen twins.
Hmm. What do you think?
We'll figure it out.
Well, let's hear. What's the name of one of their films?
Well, one of their movies, people say, is a Survivor parody. Should we watch that one?
Hmm.
We watch the Survivor parody movie.
What's it called?
We're going to have to get. That's a good question. I'm not sure.
You know what? Sarah Ferguson and Jessica Sterling may be able to give you some tips.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Their last credit is from 2004. They really retired. It's wild.
Let's see.
You know that they do not have. No, they. I thought they only. Yeah, I think it's called The Challenge to me. I thought that they had a joint Wikipedia page, but they actually also have separate Wikipedia.
They also have a Halloween film called Double Double, Toil and Trouble.
I've seen that. I've seen that many times.
Okay.
My sister used to watch that constantly.
Yeah.
I in fact, I don't even think I could watch it. Double Double, Toil and Trouble.
Yes. Yes.
Maybe we could.
Yeah.
Maybe we could watch that.
Robin Akiva, It Takes Two.
That's, I think, their most famous one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It Takes Two, Double Double, Double Double, Kiwi, and
the
Rubble.
West Was Fun.
Yeah. The names are great. They really nailed the names.
Yeah. Okay.
Sure did.
Right. I think we're supposed to watch two. Maybe we watch
It Takes Two.
Maybe we watch It Takes Two. Maybe It Takes Two and The Challenge, or maybe Double Double, Toil and Trouble, because it is Halloween.
Do we have to watch them on 2X?
We don't have to. No. Okay. You can if you're in a rush.
To be fair, I probably will.
Yeah, that's fair.
Like, these movies aren't going to watch themselves. Okay.
All right.
Let's check in with Lindsay.
They'll be watching
Wilson.
You.
Let's make sure she's available.
Okay.
Okay. All right.
Mm-hmm.
And then Karen from Canada. Well, what else is coming up?
I mean, the main thing is we're going to be exploring our past lives,
yes.
Right? And also, I mean, people can just check me out on Twitter.
Are you doing Careplane. Anything for Halloween? At Careplane.
Yeah, at Careplane. Halloween, no. We're still, I'm in Canada, so we're still, like, taking precautions here.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah. You're not going to dress up at home?
No. My husband ordered the Squid Game masks. But that's, like, so basic that I did have a friend. Actually, I have a friend's birthday party I was supposed to go to. Halloween birthday party. And he said no more than 10 Squid Game costumes allowed. So I guess I
get there early. Gotta get there early.
So, Karen, when your husband ordered the Squid Game costumes, what did he get? The triangle?
There's one triangle and one square. What? And he said, I could be the square.
You'd be the square.
Yes.
Would that freak you out if you were at a party and there's just a bunch of people in the Squid Game masks and then that they had like the jumpsuits on? And is that COVID safe to just wear the Squid Game mask?
No, it's not. But
could you wear a regular mask underneath?
I will not be wearing that too.
I think if you're going to do the Squid Games, you wear that and then you carry around some sort of, I guess it's on your phone, the noise of the red light, green light, that like eerie noise.
It wasn't my choice. I what about you, Rob? What's coming up for you?
I'm headed off tonight to go to a Halloween festival. I'm going to be going to a corn maze later on this evening.
Is that just with your wife or with the kids as well?
Yeah, that's what I'm,
okay.
Yeah, somehow we have somebody to watch our kids and my wife and I are going to a corn maze. I'm in it now. I go to the North Carolina State Fair. I go to a corn maze. So I'll just be having just the greatest autumn ever, and other than Jenny Autumn, and then we're gonna be podcasting away. I'll be watching the Jets lose to the Patriots tomorrow, and then Karen and the Wand Off is back.
Yeah,
the Wand Off is back, baby.
Wand Off is back. So Josh Wigler and I will Casey Kasem and Wanda are all going to be back together for the monthly return of the Wand Off this weekend. And then I'm going to be talking about a little Netflix show called You on Nothing But Netflix. Chappelle and I are going to be talking about something that's trending on Netflix every single week. And I've watched almost all of season 3 of this very stupid show called You. Kirsten McInnes will join us. Yes.
My 15-year-old...
Yes.
Daughter mentioned that she had watched all 3 seasons of You.
Oh boy.
I said, is that an appropriate show?
No.
And she said yes.
For who?
For her.
It wasn't appropriate for me to watch it.
She's like, yeah, it was fine. And I said, I didn't allow you to watch this show. Like, you never asked permission. She's in bed because she hurt her. She like tore ligaments in her knee. So she hasn't really been out of bed for like 2 weeks. But I had no idea. I'm like, are we having you? Like, if you're going to binge a series, you need to run it by me first. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No, not appropriate for anybody to watch it.
Yeah. That was nuts. Anyway, for me,
I watched this whole show and just said, who is this for? Who is this also for?
The worst name. The worst name of any show.
The worst name. The whole show is so, is so stupid. It's really so stupid. It's number one on Netflix.
That's crazy. It's a good game I like. Then you are not a fan. I also really like The Maid, but I don't think that's a great podcast. Mm-hmm.
think it's just me. I don't think it's the main.
You're right. You're such a boomer. Anyway, what do I have? Rob, I'm about to have 4.5 podcasts this week.
You started a new podcast? Well,
you know about this. It's the Curb Your Enthusiasm podcast.
Yes, that's right.
I mean, it's temporary, but it's 10 episodes.
Yeah.
Josh Wigler, Akiva Wieneker, and sometimes Rob Cesternino. We'll also have guests.
Yeah.
Talking about Curb, that'll start on Monday. And in GOG this week, we had the season 3 premiere with Maddie Fresh. 32 fans. We did 3 episodes this week. We had an emergency podcast talking about the NBA, but we also did basketball.
Top 75 players.
Top 75 players. We did an NBA preview and we did a regular football show that should be back on track this week. And
by the way, I talked about this with Skeets the other day, that when we get to Survivor 50, we're putting out the list of the top 50 Survivor players.
Okay, 50 at 50?
50 at 50. That's right.
I'm excited for it. Yeah,
you can that's be on a good the panel. Idea.
Thank you. 50 at 50.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully they get to 50 for your, for your sake. That's about it. Mm-hmm. A busy week ahead. And I'm excited next week to watch some Olsen Twins movies.
Watch the Olsen Twins. Join us next weekend, Halloween weekend. Should we wear costumes, Akiva?
I don't really have one. I'm not a big Halloween guy. I've never celebrated it. But if you wear a costume.
How about listeners can wear costumes when they listen next week?
Yes, listen in a costume and then take pictures of yourself listening to our podcast.
Weren't we going to have a costume contest last year and then it was like, and then it was never recognized?
Something like that.
Yeah, that sounds
right. Did one 2 years ago where people wore Renap costumes and a bunch of people did it.
Okay. All right. So to take us out, here is the great Alexander Chester performing the Men in Black.
Here come the Men in Black.
Nice and quiet.
You think that's ASMR for people? You're sure?
Quiet.
Is that even what ASMR is? I don't know. It's for your own protection. We should get the name of people who like have written in and said they wake up and like say their name.
No, we want to tell them keep them sleeping.
Yeah. Imagine if we were like listening to a podcast and we started talking about you. How spooky that would be if you were in the middle of
You'd be like FML.
Is ASMR a previously submitted wheel idea?
Yes.
What would we do?